week. Capcom. Mel. And here's your host, Matthew Chorney.
Actually, I think they do actually own everything that's on
because,
that
like,
show
at
now.
At the time, 20th Century Fox owned Star Wars, which was a lot of that shit they couldn't show.
Right.
You know, it's got to be the musicians. It's got to be the musical acts that
it's
are
all the
keeping
licensing,
people on.
Yeah. It's just all the licensing involved. And, like, it even was a thing that they put out advertisements. I have seasons 1 through 3 on DVD. They And they advertised season 4. And it never came out.
It never came out.
Same thing with Pete and Pete Season 3. They advertised that it was going to come out, and it never came out. It's just they don't sell enough, and they just stop selling them because they're not selling. And, I mean, they could put it on Disney Plus at this point, I imagine.
That's my point. Like,
yeah,
the,
that's a good idea.
Stop selling
I don't understand why it's not on Disney
it's
Plus, actually.
It has to be licensing. You have so many guests and musicians and songs they sing. A lot of them, granted, are original and written by the people there, but...
Go ahead. You know what I bet it is? I don't think that actually Disney owns it, because I think that HBO owns the... Because the Hensons are in bed with HBO, so I think it's HBO.
Sesame Street is in with
Sesame Street, of course.
Yeah. I don't think HBO owns the Muppets, though.
I bet you have to look it up, because I bet you that's what's hanging it up. And if that's the case, it's because then there would be a problem, because there are so many things that are owned by Disney on there
the
now.
Walt Disney Company owns the Jim Henson Company.
Okay, they
guys,
do. Perfect.
Hit record if we haven't hit record.
Yeah,
already.
I'm already there on that.
Record.
Does Disney own the Muppets? They purchased the Muppets and the Bear and the Big Blue House characters in February 2004.
Yeah, like, because I know HBO, for a fact, owns Fraggle Rock
and Sesame Fraggle Rock. Yep.
But, surely we can come to an agreement with Kermit, because they already have. There's already movies. There's already other things with Kermit in it other than Sesame Street. I haven't watched Sesame Street since 1988. For all I know, Kermit's not in it anymore.
And you can watch like Muppet Christmas Carol and Muppet Take Manhattan and things like that.
Yes.
You can watch those
do stream on
Disney
Netflix.
Plus.
Disney. Okay, I never thought I would actually sit here and defend the Disney product. Disney Plus is actually a pretty good deal.
But there is
a few things that like even I'm looking for and that aren't on there that I find confusing because they fucking own it. Like, when I was a wee lad, there was an animated Aladdin series that is not on there. And I'm like, but you own that lock, stock, and barrel.
I don't know if they did. Wasn't that aired on a separate channel? Wasn't that a part of, like...
All of them were. The Disney Afternoon shit.
Yeah,
that
was on ABC.
Bears,
but
Gummy Bears are on there. Bonkers.
Which they own.
Yeah, like, Disney Afternoons were licensed to, local channels to put out, but...
Yeah, I wonder why that isn't, then. Is the Hercules cartoon on there?
Yes, and so is, like, the vast majority. I mean, fuck, the Mighty Ducks are on there.
Yeah, like, I've had some friends posting, like, yo, this show rules. Like, it's so... I'm like...
That show sucks. When I was 10, I thought that show ruled, but that show sucks. I've gone down. I mean, look, we've had 2 months now. At the time of recording, it is now May 19th.
Yeah.
Just to keep up the appearance, and I have had time to go down the memory lane thoroughly on Disney Plus, and most of those shows do not hold the test of time. Some do, like Gargoyles. Which
I was going to say Gargoyles.
Yeah, that's a guarantee. That one is one you know is going to hold up real well.
I told my sister the other day that Darkwing Duck was on there, and she was like, "Oh my god!"
I mean, the originals still hold up. DuckTales, Darkwing, Tailspin,
Chippendale's Rescue Rangers.
Goof Troop, if you want more of a slice of life cartoon.
I actually dug the
first Goofy movie. It wasn't that bad. I thought it was going to be terrible.
No, Goofy movie is a classic and it is agreed. Like found new life on the internet where everyone has realized they all loved that movie and wish Powerline was a real band. And like,
that's totally
a thing online right now, for sure.
If you were ever a teenager and loved your dad, there's no way you can't like a Goofy movie. Like, it's shockingly endearing for a movie about Goofy and his asshole son.
That whole movie, though, dude, is thirsty as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
There are, like, screen caps where people on Twitter are like, yo, a Goofy movie is thirsty as fuck. Like, everyone in this movie wants to get the fuck down with each other. It's ridiculous.
I mean, Max is 16. He should be. And as a 12-year-old boy just hitting puberty when I saw that movie, yeah, I could relate to Max on a lot of levels.
His crush is still cute, man. I mean, I know she's an underage cartoon character, but, like, she's cute, man, you know, for an underage cartoon character.
Thanks, John. I was just going to berate them, you know. Some people on this podcast right now never knew their father, so, you know, Goofy movie, you know, that's fucked. Thanks for making me feel great about that.
I'm pretty sure John was going to attack me for my, like, semi-furry comments over here.
Yeah,
we're pretty cute for an underage cartoon character who's not real.
He's over here looking for some fucking duck-billed jailbait.
Webby's too young, man. Webby's too young. I don't go there, man. That's too young.
Whoa, Webby.
No, there's no feathers on the playing field. So,
damn. Spicy.
It's getting hot in here. I gotta take my hoodie off.
A little fucking bit.
It's a little warm.
So I just put in Goofy movie sexy into a Google search.
Oh my god, why would you do that?
Because I'm laughing my fucking ass off right now as I look at it.
Matt's like, I want to do everything I can to make sure the FBI has no desire to search my web browsing history.
If this is what gets the FBI looking after me, then, you know, hey.
No, I think it's what will keep them the fuck away from you.
Oh no. I don't know if I can.
There's Keith's crush right there.
That was the first one that popped up.
I'm not gonna want to see this. I think.
It's tasteful.
It's
totally
safe
tasteful.
For work. It's very tasteful. As far as furry fetish porn goes, Mel, it's very tasteful.
Okay,
like,
I'm with it.
She's like barely a furry. It's like she's got a weird nose. Like she's
a cartoon human with a button nose. Like,
yeah, like that's all it is. She's barely
in a world where it's okay for fucking people in the fucking 40s to spank it to Betty Boop, this is perfectly acceptable.
No. You gotta spank it to cross-dressing Bugs Bunny. Come on.
I'm sure we've talked about this before, but did anybody catch the HBO series Way the Fuck Back called, what was it called? Was it Dream On? The one that he had, like, TV flashes in his head all the time when he would have flashbacks. I'm the only person remembers this.
Who's he? What
okay, so the main character, so the whole thing with this, the gimmick was like that he watched a buttload of TV and he was like a boomer kid or whatever. And so he watched a lot of like, you know, TV throughout the golden age of television and all these things.
Okay.
But it was his babysitter, like the way they were like, watch out. And so everything that he dealt with in his adult life had some relation to television. So every time he would have an interaction or a moment, he would like flash back to a famous scene in a movie but it was all TV. It was all TV scenes that he would flash back to classic TV scenes that were like intercut with. I think you guys would dig it. You should go like see if you can track it down just because you'd probably get most of the references anyway.
Sounds like a story of my life, to be honest with you.
Right.
No, Matt, I'm serious. I'm surprised that you never caught this at some point.
So speaking of the golden age of television, the beaver has died.
Oh, when did that happen?
Yesterday or the day before or something like that.
Hmm. Yeah, it was not Donny Osmond. It's an Osmond, isn't it?
Mathers.
Mathers.
It?
I thought I saw it. Yeah. Like, there's some.
The beaver. The original beaver died.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That 50s
I'm
beaver.
I'm going to type those words. It's original died. Beaver died.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Ken Osmond. I was right. This is an Osmond. Ken Osmond. Oh. Eddie Haskell dies at 76.
I did not know that.
That's Eddie Haskell. That's not.
That's the one who died. That's one who died.
Oh, I thought it was the actual beaver who died.
No, it was Ken Osmond. It was Eddie Haskell.
Oh, Eddie Haskell died.
I was I thought I didn't read that the beaver died, but that Eddie Haskell died.
Yeah, it was Mathers, right?
What's up?
The beaver. That was Matt. His last name was Mathers, right? I was digging, reaching there.
I don't know.
Reaching down deep.
Let's see.
You guys are reaching down deep for the beaver.
Into the beaver.
Reaching down deep for the beaver.
Leaving it to the beaver, huh?
Don't you guys think you're overanalyzing the beaver? Just
no.
Hey, that joke's like 100 years old, and it's still fucking funny.
All
right.
Just sitting here thinking, wow, with all these
Jerry Mathers. Okay, good.
So, okay,
with all these current pop culture references that we have running through the sidecast right now,
yeah,
we should be like the we have our finger on the pulse right now.
Look, well, we all
not
watch.
Kind to most people. Definitely
okay, hang on.
Jerry Mathers.
Yeah. I'm confused as fuck. Did the beaver die or someone from the show die?
Someone else from the show. Eddie Haskell.
Okay.
Who
Eddie
was
Haskell
like
died.
A friend on the show, I guess?
Yeah, with the Beasley friend that always sucked up to the beaver's mom.
Oh, the fat kid. Okay, yeah, that's all you had to say.
No, he wasn't fat. He was the skinny.
Was he?
Yeah, look, all I know is when Leave It to Beaver came on, the channel got fucking changed, okay? That's all I know. When that shit was even on TV, it came on, the channel got changed.
I saw a funny joke on YouTube the other – not YouTube, Facebook the other day, which is a weird saying in and of itself. But it was just a little video that says, you knew Saturday morning was over when you heard this, and it's the opening song to Little House on the Prairie. And I'm like, yup. Yeah, that's when the TV went off and you went outside.
Oh, dude, yeah. You knew it was time – for me, you knew it was time to change the channel from Nickelodeon when you suddenly hear – okay, hold on. I can do it. I can do it. Lassie!
Oh,
time to change the channel. Not watching this shit.
Yeah, that was cartoons.
They called him Flipper. I was like, nope, I ain't watching this tortured dolphin for a half hour.
I used to love Flipper as a kid. You're not wrong though. Nickelodeon died in the afternoons, and they just put on like this terrible old television for like four hours.
I'd rather watch like the Nick Jr. shit in the morning than like. Leave It to Beaver or fucking Lassie.
I was not allowed to watch television in the morning before school. So, we didn't turn the TV on in the morning. We waited until the afternoon. And we weren't supposed to watch when we got home either. But, you know, it was me and my sister. And you know how that was super enforced.
But, Mel, was that because it would distract you from knitting or whatever? Like, you know... They're like, Mel, you gotta learn womanly crafts.
Winter is coming.
Needle point.
How are we gonna have quilts in the winter, Mel? If you don't
make them. I have no good answer. They just didn't, like, my father didn't want it on, and my mother didn't want it on, and then.
In my house, it was like, look, Bobby's not in trouble. He's watching those cartoons again.
Oh, man, no, me, it was like, here, have your own TV, leave us alone. Like,
oh, my God, I didn't get a TV until, like, high school, dude. They wouldn't,
I had a TV
my father was
in
a
my
cheap
playroom
bastard.
That was mine by the time I was six.
Damn.
Yeah.
Six?
My parents didn't want shit to do with me. My sixth birthday, you see me getting Contra for Nintendo and flipping a shit on TV. You also see my trauma in crystallized form where... I thank my mother for the Micro Machines playset, and she complains how it took her all night to put all the stickers on, and all I could say is thank you.
Oh my God.
And it's like, I'm a child. What do you want from me? Like, yeah, so.
Holy shit, are you sure we're not related, Keith?
I mean,
DNA test pending, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, Jesus. Somewhere down the line, you don't know. But yeah, no, that shit's on film, her saying that, and it's like.
Awesome.
It's like, damn. It's like, there it is.
I lucked out because my mom is like the sweetest human being I've ever known, and my dad.
Sweet, she's just fucking lazy and didn't want kids. That's all.
My dad is lazy, and that was the thing. Is like the thing is like what Mel was saying. Like no TV when you got home. That was a rule until I was in high school. But the lazy fucker's gonna be in the living room watching the news and whatever the hell he wants, and isn't gonna get up his ass and stop me from playing Nintendo in the afternoon.
Oh,
so
man.
My parents worked 40 hours, both of them. So, and my dad worked far from like where our house was. He was like 40, 50 minutes away. So it was like, who was gonna enforce that shit anyway? I actually, except for like very specific times of year, I stay the fuck away from my house once I was old enough to go do things. I would walk from elementary school to, we had a rec center and a theater in my town, and I did kids, every youth theater class I could possibly do that they gave every session, and I went to the rec center after school. It was like, I even as a little kid, I can remember, it's like, what am I allowed to do? I don't want to go home. I just didn't want to until I was allowed to stay home alone.
Where did you get that, Bob?
He's awesome. Busted out the tiny violin before.
Oh, that's great.
We have two of them.
Two tiny violins, man.
I have
that's
one.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah, I have plenty of stories.
We're not live casting. Bob just had a tiny violin.
I'm starting to think we should, considering these backgrounds and props that keep coming in. Like, we might as well start like streaming this on my Twitch, our recordings. Like, want to watch Sidecast live recording? Send in questions. Here you go. Like, I don't know.
We could always talk about this later. Let's not talk about it on the show. But like simulcasting.
Hey, if you'd be interested in watching, let us know.
We could simulcast because Discord has a built-in everybody in this channel. Go ahead and watch what's on our screen right now.
I can very easily with a capture program screen capture this screen. We'll talk about it.
Possibilities.
It's a possibility. It would be fun.
In the future, you know the way you are going, oh, fucking the beaver hound or whatever his name was died.
The beaver hound
has died, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, I was going to use pod partner, but the beaver hound has died is way better.
Oh, we just found the title for this week's episode right there. Jesus
Christ. In the future, people are going to be like, think about like the technology that's around now. They're like, oh, that method from that TikTok died.
that'll. I mean, well, that was like that.
That's already.
Did they do that with Angry Cat?
Well, that Grumpy Cat, Lil Bub, and then like last week the Double Rainbow guy.
Everybody's having a guy died?
Yeah, Double Rainbow guy passed away.
Oh no!
Yeah, like that was one of the first like, oh god, internet meme people dying. Like, oh shit.
R.I.P. Double Rainbow guy.
Yeah, he was 56. What did he die of?
Let's take a look. He had a family.
Also, someone is beaverhound.com is totally available. Be a GoDaddy. I had to look it up. I was like, this has to be porn.
How much?
You can buy it. Holy shit. GoDaddy wants $9,616 for that domain name.
Of course.
That's a beaver in it.
I mean, yeah.
It's prime
yeah.
real estate there.
Right.
What was I looking up? What was the question? We had a question.
Literally.
No. How did
Double Rainbow Guy die? Is the question.
Oh, yeah. Double Rainbow Guy. Doing live motherfucking web searches. Don't you love it?
Yeah.
Not. This is the biggest news I've heard in weeks.
This is the big, yeah. Double Rainbow passes away. Holy shit.
I'm
thinking, be like, oh, that's what he even looks like.
John Bell and I saw a Double Rainbow while in Ireland.
Was it intense?
What's that?
The intense.
We saw both ends of it, too. And there, as far as I can know, it's debunked that there's actually gold at the end of the rainbow.
We were in Ireland at the end of two of them. We could see the other side. No gold.
Well, that's the most disappointing thing about rainbows is like when you're a kid and you're near one and you're like, oh, it keeps getting away from me the closer I get to it.
I can never touch it no matter how hard I try.
Yeah. It's a load of bullshit.
That reminded me of that time Ralph Lewis was in my neck of the woods, and we saw a kid. John already knows this one. Two kids are playing frisbee, but one kid is behind like a 4-foot statue of Jesus in the yard. And just out of nowhere, I'm just driving by. Ralph is in the passenger seat. Ken's in the back seat, and Ralph goes, "Is that boy playing frisbee with Jesus?" Let me tell you what the most disappointing thing about playing frisbee with Jesus is. No matter how hard you wish it, he will never throw that frisbee back at you.
So,
maybe metaphysically he'll throw it back.
So, Mr. Vasquez, the Double Rainbow guy, on May 5th, he got tested for COVID-19.
He died of the COVID?
He said, "I'll get results in 2 days. He said he's fairly certain he doesn't have it because he had a fever. 2 days earlier, he posted he was feverish and having trouble breathing, but he had no intention of visiting a hospital, let alone dying in one.
Ugh.
Whatever happens, I'm ready for it. I'm happy to experience it all. It might only be pollen, and I'll have more time in my apartment. If it's the virus, it's my time to recycle. I look forward to coming back to a new body and starting over. Whatever happens, wow. I'm enjoying the ride. He posted.
Oh, you stupid hippie! You should have went to the hospital.
He died early Saturday afternoon in the emergency room. So he did end up going to the ER, but he died in the ER.
Days later.
So they don't really say in the article what he died from, but I'm guessing it could have been COVID.
Respiratory failure is probably the technical term.
Zoltan.
I don't think it actually says in here. I could probably be more specific and look it up, but I just looked up Double Rainbow Guy. I'm guessing
everybody. The thing is, I just picture the headline when in the future, right? It'll be, you know, TikTok star
dies. Cause of death not released. There you go.
But fans all subscribe to their porn sub in tribute. It's like, I watched a video the other day about like shitheads who created a big noise about themselves on the internet, and one of them was a girl, and I was there going, she's kind of weird looking. I kind of want to look into her a bit more, and I googled her. And sure enough, first thing, picture of her face. Second thing, picture of her arsehole. And you're just like, is it the thing now? You're like, I can't wait to become famous so I can sell that snatch on fucking...
Yes, that is the thing now.
So you actually got to look inside of her.
Yeah, I did.
Inside scoop.
It's fucking weird. Like, there's
everybody's doing fans-only pages and shit. They're like... So,
that's how they make money, right? I mean,
yeah, and they're horny.
To be fair, if that's how people want to sell porn, cool.
Oh, look,
personal pictures or whatever. Like, I don't give a shit.
It's probably the same.
Seems like a digital merch table to me.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Safest way for the
girls. I mean, that's fine.
That's all I'm going to say. It seems like the safest way for the girls to do so. However, like what John was saying, I was like watching like YouTube videos of, you know, just, what do we call them, beaver hounds? That's the new insult for every asshole that I'm going to talk about now.
That's any thirsty motherfucker. Like, you're a real thirsty motherfucker. You're a beaver hound.
I forget his name, but they were just doing, like, a showpiece, and look at this douchebag. And it was this 20-something-year-old, very young guy. And he's a game streamer, I guess, is what he would call his profession. But he's sitting there just yakking, and then he literally says these words to his camera. Yo, I've been looking at my Amazon wish list, and ain't nobody hit nothing on there in the past 3 weeks. Y'all want me to keep doing what I'm doing, better start hitting them fucking checkout buttons. And I'm like, holy shit. The world needs to shake you off like a fucking flea, you cancer. Holy crap. Like, that's not even a job. At least the ladies are showing, selling pictures of themselves. That is still commerce. That is still taxable income, my friends. That is contributing to society and so many teenagers' necessities. They're doing a service. This motherfucker is literally just sitting there like, I won't play a recreational thing for you unless you fucking assholes start buying me shit.
That's digital panhandling.
It's, I don't even know, like, panhandling, at least you look sad while you beg. Like, what the, I don't know what you call this.
Yeah, but it's the 21st century, Matt. Come on. Homeless people bitch you out when you, like, buy them a sandwich and you're like, whatever.
Then you put a fistful of quarters at their face. You do what you gotta do.
Look, I'm not sending you anything if I can't physically throw the money at you, okay? I'm just I'm not into it.
Agreed.
Otherwise.
If you're nice, the money goes in your cup. If you're a dick, the money goes at your face. That's how it fucking works. They drew first.
Is that
I'm a nice
person. The law of the street?
You know what it is? It's godless televangelism.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, that's exactly what it is, John.
Yeah.
I'll say this, though. Like, if you're a young woman who's thinking about getting into the sex business...
Send us tips. We'll tell you if you got it or not.
Yeah, definitely. But definitely, sitting in your own house taking photos of yourself, definitely the way to go. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's getting fucking railed by like seven dudes who resemble Bruiser Brody with a shave. Like that doesn't seem like my idea of fun.
Yeah, no, I
yeah, with the Confederate flag hanging in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's how it always looks.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's definitely a lot better to subscribe to people who seem real and are
it's all a work anyway.
Oh, yeah, it's a work, but you know what I mean. Like
people pay good money for works. I mean,
the weirdest thing is though it's kind of similar to the host culture in Japan. Yeah. Where they're like, oh yeah, oh thanks for the Beaverhound 69420 just donated to the chat here. Oh, I love you, you're so great.
I can't do those. I can't do those chat rooms because then you're sitting there and you're like, there are like 200 other dudes trying to jerk off right now to this too. And like, at least if I'm watching a video, a bunch of other guys could be, or anyone could be watching. At the same time.
You don't have to know. You don't have to know.
This, you have the chat going there, like, show me boobs. Do you have the feet?
I want they're to like, react. Does it have reaction emojis, like, on Facebook? Does it have, hearts?
If you donate enough, you could probably use emoticons of, like, her snatch or something and put those up. I don't know.
I mean, like, little
Well, they peel a banana.
Yeah, like it's like Twitch where you can donate and become a subscriber and get like emoticons for their channels. Guarantee that exists for porn channel.
I'm sure.
If it does, you're welcome. Guaranteed porn did it first.
Yeah, that's like porn. Those are cam girls. I'm sorry.
But, okay, listen. Look, I am not in the business, so if I'm getting in terminology, I apologize to any cam girls that may be listening to this. However, I am not one to shit on this profession. Like John said, if you're going to do it from the comfort of your own home is the way to do it.
But if you do it, be sure to send us a link. We'll verify
and tell you what we think about it. We will judge you because we are the top priorities.
Don't expect to be put up on a pedestal, all right? Yeah. All right? Because you are a brothered up carny hack, all right? Yeah. And that's all you are. Everything's a work. And that's fine as long as you're willing to admit that. All right.
Look, you got a guy here who broke up with a girlfriend because she needed way too much attention and had some other issues. And I was like, can't deal with it. Sorry. So like, yeah, I'll cut you off. You ain't getting it from me.
Fucking credit card cut. Well, okay. My own actual perversions aside, working at a tattoo parlor. There are way more than we have hours in the day to talk about right now.
Way more than I feel like editing, okay?
When your best friend owns a tattoo parlor, you meet a lot of people. I met a lot of cam girls. Yeah, and like John, here's the thing.
Did we have one on the show once?
I tried to get one. She bailed out. She was afraid.
Oh, she did. Yeah, we were trying to get one.
People would learn her real name, and then she had a problem with a stalker who, you know, this is why I'm making this point.
Oh, right. No, I remember this. Yeah, now
so
I'm remembering.
I'm like, all right, no. Yeah, I even went back and, like, this was years ago. Edited out her stage name that I said would be on and took that segment out of the episode just to kind of, you know, I felt bad for her. But, no, she was a friend at the shops, and, you know, I won't mention names. She still does what she does. But, like what John was saying.
Her name isn't her name Kay Fabe?
Yes, it is. It is Gal Incognito. It's
69.
69 hashtag blazing all day Goku. But like
Gal Incognito, 69.
All of them that I have ever met in real person are carnies, and they know it. Like, they know they're selling, you know.
Those are the best carnies.
But the same thing is, like, the vast majority of people that are hiring them are hiring for a carny show.
Right.
They're not idiots. They know what it's all about. But
yeah.
2% that don't, oh my god, have they told us some fucking horror stories about these fucking rejects. It's like, guys, if you need to use your credit card for anyone's attention, enjoy what you're buying, but it ain't gonna go longer than the fucking time you bought. Like, really.
Oh yeah.
But yeah.
No.
There's not.
And it's so weird now. Like the whole, like, you guys know what the ahigao is?
No, I didn't. Please enlighten.
No,
is it something to do with fucking lolly furries?
Well, it's lolly furries.
It's got something to do with beaver hounding.
no, it's like that. It's a face the girls make. Like, they stick their tongue out and do the, like, cross-eyed, like, they do that weird face.
It fucking ruins everything.
Yeah. And it's terrible. It's fucking terrible. Like, it really, I'm like, I don't know why this is a thing, but it's now like as someone who, yes, looks at a bit of porn, it's fucking everywhere now. And it is, what? And because it's mostly those amateur women who are doing it, it's just like, literally, like, yeah, you could pay $5 for a video where I make this face over and over again. Like, this is a normal thing people do when in ecstasy.
I am an American, damn it. You are shoving something up something if I'm paying money for a video.
Well, that's I'm imagining that's part of it, but what I'm saying is that is no different than the carny show of normal porn. It's just, yes, like, another
hide the zucchini.
You know, because nobody makes that face. Like, no woman
What's
has made
name
that
of
face.
It's called again. I've never heard the name.
Ahigao.
That's stupid. What does that mean in English?
It's probably something in Japanese, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Like, it probably can't be.
It just means pucker face.
It could. Well, it's not even a pucker face. That's the fish face. That's a very American thing.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I wonder where the glove will go.
I love how if you look up Ahigao, the first thing that it's tied to is hoodie, which is just an anime hoodie with a bunch of anime girls making that face.
Japan
sucks! Yeah, I'm with John.
Just gonna
agree with John.
I'm trying to see what the actual, like...
Matt, it keeps coming down to this. Japanese, what the fuck?
It's always... It's, you know what? Whatever.
It's Japanese, it's literally Japanese O-face. That's what it is.
That's what it means? Japanese O-face?
Pretty much. It says also known as
the O-face.
It does
now. That's what I'm going to go with.
Since I don't live in Japan, I can't criticize the culture. However, I will criticize the fuck out of people in my country bastardizing the culture. And my God, you fucking... Yeah, that, Mel.
And it's not always apparently exclusively a hentai thing, but it now is all
over it. It's not a sexist term. What the fuck has happened in this country?
Like, normally it would be like, it started as like a non-porn, like, peace sign tongues at, like, tongue out thing. Like, eyes rolling.
Joey Janela face is what it is.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, no, Joey Janela is totally, yeah.
But
yeah, for sure.
I want to tell you guys about my experience with this world of online
fucking world we live in.
Of online cam shows or whatever. I remember seeing one time, and this woman came on and she said that her breasts were named something and something. She gave her tits two dumb names, and I went, I hate that, right? There's only two names that you're supposed to use for those, all right? And that's hawk and animal. And if you're not called that, all right, it's a waste of time. All right, fuck.
It's like monsoon and earthquake.
I am out of here.
Ham and hawk.
I hate when people give pet names to their appendages. It's like,
agree.
You know,
yeah, never done it. Never done it.
You know
it.
What I mean? Just like,
liar, you're saying that with it. He's like, I've never done it. Looking up and to the left.
That's not actually a thing. Looking up and to the left is not a way to tell if people are lying. I wish it was, because I used to look for it, but like,
come on, man.
But no, the most you say is like your name and junior. It's like, Keith Jr. Like, you just say like your name and junior on the end. That's what you usually do to call your sexual appendage.
Well, it's just
okay,
as
before
as...
you finish, we
Bob
had
is, like disgusted with the phrase sexual appendage.
Start naming
he
your
know
fucking
what to do with this info.
That's what people should be naming their knees. You forget about your knees. Alright? Like, you're like, oh, this is fucking Hubert, you know?
John, your ankle is very important also.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's a you're like, yeah. You're
call this
Ken.
Mount Olympus.
He has a name.
My knees names. My knees names are Kenny and Shinsuke.
Well,
when I take a piss, I tend to yell out, "Release the Kraken!"
I call this fist the assassin, and I call this fist bruiser Brody.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, I just I can't.
Yeah, all right.
No, I just I'm. I
can edit.
I'm just
trash.
I'm just not
right, hang on, I gotta release the crack and carry on. I'll be right back.
That was so good, man. Like, all right.
I was very angry at Matt when he used release the Kraken, because I was like, well, that is like totally leaving out the ladies.
But that isn't where I draw the line. I realize that now. It's like I naming appendages of any kind. All right.
You got a Bronn of the Blackwater thing going as like only cunts name their swords kind of deal.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Just it is what it's it true. Is. All right. Genghis Khan didn't name his horses. All right.
Kept well, three. That's because he ate them.
He kept three at any one given time, like a true Mongol, Keith. Because that's how you. Because they were just cars to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Genghis
Khan.
You always had to have a fresh horse.
Genghis Khan, right, would have fucking laughed at, what's his name's horse drowning in that swamp in the Neverland story.
Obviously, your horse is weak if this has killed it. Yeah. It is nothing. Let it go.
Out of Artax, he's like, why did you let that horse go into the swamp? We could have eaten it.
Yeah. He was obviously weak and dying. He had good meat.
And then they kill that big turtle.
Genghis Khan comes riding in and beheads that old snotty turtle.
Kills the turtle, kills the wolf and the dragon, and he's there going, "Are you?" He's like, "I don't care who rules Fantasia. I rule Fantasia now."
Well, I don't care what your name is, princess.
And he did have the meteorite sword, so. Yeah.
He's like, he had a sword made out of meteorite rock.
Yeah, so that's the rumor that because he had this really special sword that was forged in such a way that it was way ahead of how swords were being forged at the time. There were certain swords in the Viking era that the Uthgard swords. That were the same thing, that were using technology that didn't come around for like 800 to 1,000 years later because the metal that they used was way purer than other swords. So like if a normal sword in that time, there's a lot of inclusions in it. So if you were fighting something, they had a tendency to bend or break. Where if later on when you made it, you actually were able to melt the iron down and add carbon to it, to make a really solid steel sword that would not dull as fast, not break when you'd hit, you know, a shield or something. But his sword was one of those. But the legend behind his sword is that they forged it out of an actual meteorite. So that's why they call it the meteorite sword. They can't find that, and they can't find his silver sarcophagus either.
But, the thing is, like, his burial place is still a state secret in Mongolia.
Yeah, it's sacred, right. They won't, even if you know about it, because there's theories that some people do know about it because there's a sect of people that have done that, they won't tell anybody because they don't want it disturbed.
That's awesome. I had no idea. So, like, Genghis Khan's tomb is hidden.
Is,
the Mongolian
well, there's a whole...
Is, we're not
it's
telling
unknown.
You where it is. We don't want it to be, like, a tourist spot or something. So
yeah.
Somebody knows, but nobody's telling.
Well, yeah, there's a whole part of Mongolia literally called the Forbidden Zone.
Yep.
That you're not allowed to go into. It might be in there, or that might be a red herring. It might be somewhere else.
Yep.
Like, there's a lot
but you
of
can't
Mongolia.
Go there. Literally can't go there.
Guys, I have a goal in life now.
Well, Keith, let me know.
That's
goal,
the last we
I would,
ever saw of Keith.
I would love to wield the meteor sword.
Well, why don't you, I just want to do it. Like, in my head, it was always like, growing up, like, there's no room for adventure. Everything's discovered. And now I'm like, wait, you're telling me there's
oh my
a
God,
place people
that's...
aren't allowed to fucking go?
You know, you can drive.
You know where else you could go, Keith? I would thank you. John has told me about the Darien Gap. You want to click hole a place? You want to go somewhere no one's ever come back from, Keith?
No,
go to the Darien
Gap. I
want to
find a place, though. What, go where? The what?
The Darien Gap.
Darien
it's
Gap.
Just, it, the Darien like, Gap. Look at the map of North and South America, okay? Literally at the moment where North and South America connect, right? There is like thousands of miles of wild jungle that nobody has ever come out of. Alright? Like there's if you're going to Colombia, if you were to drive to Colombia, you would drive to Panama and get a ferry to Colombia, right? Because you can't physically drive the land because the Darien Gap is there. And it's full of untouched savage tribes, to use old-timey white man lingo. And,
those in Mongolia? I don't know. Do they have, like, tribes out there that'll, like, kill and eat a white man while I'm looking? Maybe, do they have a tribe that protects the tomb or something?
I'm sure there's probably a religious sect.
How is there not an Indiana Jones
tomb?
Movie about this? Why is there no movie about Genghis Khan's tomb?
First of all, there must be. You just
and
haven't
it's probably
seen
really
it yet.
Bad.
But if you do want to watch something on that, Josh Gates did a search for Genghis Khan's tomb, and they talk all about that because he's so revered there. But there's places that, you know, because it's a 6 to 1, half dozen the other, because to some people he's a total tyrant because he destroyed and murdered whole bunches of people.
And
but
ate
also,
people. He also ate people.
I don't think that they ate people. I mean, from whatever, everything that I've read about it, it's just that people made lots of stories up about it because of how brutal they were when they would fight, because of how they fought.
China didn't put up a wall because punks were at the gates. I'm just saying that.
Well, right. His army was, I mean, he ruled most of the known world at that time.
Yeah.
For two generations. Go ahead.
Just the border with the Gobi Desert, they were just like, we don't need to guard that because nobody could ever cross that in any process.
Right. So when he died, so they kept secret when he actually died. And so the legend goes, wherever they buried him, there was a whole group of people that took him and buried him that they also did not come back. So they stayed there or died or were killed. But also his son ruled in his stead under his name because people were so afraid of Genghis Khan. They just pretended that Genghis Khan was still alive for like 20 more years.
What?
And people didn't do anything. Yeah.
How are you supposed to prove he isn't there? Cool.
Right, like no one would see him except his top lieutenants. Like,
I guess that's
he's
the thing. Like,
still
but,
there living.
But like Subudai and I can't remember the name of his other captain. He had two captains essentially. Subudai's name was one, and I can remember that because they took that name for Conan's friend and Conan the Barbarian.
Yes, that's right. I was wondering why that
dinner,
name
dinner for
familiar.
Wolves.
But
I am Subudai.
Thief. Oh, do you imagine? Can you imagine the fucking furor over that now? A fucking Hispanic man playing a fucking Asian archer. But
Lion Man.
What was I gonna say?
I think he's a lion.
I think
doesn't
he played.
Matter.
I believe he has a Spanish name. But what was I gonna say? The thing about Genghis Khan. Oh yeah, his generals.
Sorry.
His generals, like, they were just as effective at ruling the world as he was. So. Like, I remember listening to Dan Carlin talk about him, and he said, if Genghis Khan is the number one general of all time, Subudai and the other guy are basically 2 and 3.
Right. Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know, they were untouchable. I've said this on this show multiple times before, but my favorite line in history is the one where the Vatican sent the letter to Mongolia. I'm not sure if it's Kublai Khan or Genghis Khan. They're just like, what you're doing is against God. And they're just like, if it's not God's will, why did he make you so weak and us so strong?
Right.
it's Jerry Lopez, but he was born in Honolulu, Hawaii. He's American. He's not anything else. Like, he might be, he's obviously of some sort of Latin or Mexican descent with the last name, but he's an American. But he was
he's
born in
fiery,
Honolulu.
Is he fiery and swarthy? That's the
thing. No.
Wasn't that what Bender used to say about himself when he was Latin?
No, that's one of those old school terms that, like, I always want to say. Like, it's like Mediterranean, I think, is what you would say. But, like, the term people would use back in the day is, like, they're kind of swarthy, aren't they? Like, exotic. What other word do you want to use for that?
Exotic.
Yeah, it's like exotic, actually, swarthy, all these words that we can't use because they're not liberal enough.
When I first met Mel in the bar, I thought she was exotic. I thought she was from a foreign country.
I can see that if you're like, Mel is a bit of an Eastern European.
No, seriously,
because
she was really, when I first met her, she was really tan. Because they have Mediterranean blood, so she was really tan. And I thought she was from a foreign country. I mean, she kind of was. She's from Maine.
Shut up, Bumch. I mean, if as someone who knows the Greys, Mel's family very well,
yeah,
I mean, you could say they look kind of Middle Eastern because they kind of are.
She got stopped at there when we traveled for our job when we were in Seattle and we worked for the place in California where we'd have to fly all the time. Mm-hmm. If she flew alone, she would always get pulled into the extra screening line with, like, the black dude.
Yep. Well, that's the thing, too, is, like, why I keep saying this about my pops. If he grew a beard, he would be stopped in airplanes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't. As he looks now, he looks like the whitest honky that ever done lived. But you know, back when he had a beard on him, it's like, this is why I took a DNA test, Dad, because your fucking genealogy made no sense and you were wrong. But, yeah. Mel, we're talking about your vaguely ethnic appearance, just to catch you.
Yeah, I can, I can hear at least Bob's side of the conversation. Thank God I've gotten creamy milky white in my old age. Am I right, guys?
I mean, stay pasty, Mel. It's the only thing keeping you alive.
Yeah, I was gonna say, my skin tone and look is what one would call privileged.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I call mine translucent.
I call mine
that too. This light right mine... now, I look like a fucking ghost.
I call mine the Cranston look. All right, there is a Mel gets that joke. There is a billion people that look and sound like me from Cranston.
Yeah, it's true. And a lot of the, like, Mass and Boston area, like Boston and Providence area. I mean, I have a lot of friends that we even camped with who lived in and around the same area, and they
guys all. Anytime you go traveling around the country, oh, you from Boston? Yeah, close enough. Like, that is
close enough.
Close enough, yeah.
People, when I worked in restaurants, people were always like, where are you from?
Yeah.
Like, are you from around here? Because, and I'd be originally Delco. Is that ringing the bells? Is that, like, work? And usually if I say that or Philly, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, it's like a South Jersey accent you have. And I'm like, okay, sure.
I would say
people
from
think
Vermont.
I'm not from there. It's weird. I'm from where?
Vermont.
Vermont.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
I mean, I like Vermont. I like your extraordinarily flamboyant Vermont man voice, but like no, but
yes,
like
yes, it is I Vermont.
Your
man.
Your accent is only for specific words. You don't really have a distinct accent, which the only people I've ever met are up north, further north than me, but further south than from where Mel used to live.
And oh, that's me too, yeah. If you go further south in Jersey, there's like, yeah, there's more of an accent, and if you go further north, people get a little more New York with their accent as well. So.
Whenever I'm in America, people always go, are you from, like, Slovakia or something? And I go, no, I'm from Ireland. They go, it's just that general European accent that you have there. But I'm only kidding.
Educated oaf
he's lying. He's bullshit.
I'm only kidding. I'm just making light of.
And knowing the state of this country, like, fucking hell, I would not put it past someone to say that. Actually,
well, I mean,
no, an American wouldn't even know what Slovakia is. I barely know what Slovakia is.
People still ask if John's
really
good
vodka
Irish.
There.
It's a republic. It was formed in the 90s. Used to be part of Czechoslovakia. It's kind of funny. Nobody really knows why they broke up.
It's because the Slovakians are slow.
My favorite John is from Irish comment ever. Yeah, I meant to say Ireland, but you know.
It's fine, Matt. Keep going. Keep
yes.
Going.
Well, people snickered. Was with my dad because I was like, "Oh, Dad, you want?" I was just Skyping with him. Oh, my buddy John's on from Ireland. Would you like to meet him? Yeah, sure. So I put him on. And the first words out of my fucking father's mouth was, oh, you're actually Irish. And I'm like, no, Dad, I've become a racist in my 30s. Why the fuck would I tell you he's Irish if he wasn't Irish?
He just thought it was that fucking Mick that lived up the street from you.
Just like, Dad, what the fuck did you think I meant by would you like to talk to my co-host from Ireland? Like...
I guess he thought maybe, yeah, it was like an American who moved there or something like that.
You know, no, my dad doesn't listen, is the thing. I say words, he'll pick up on two of those words, and then he's like, oh, I got a vague recollection of being told this.
Matt, but you just described everybody over the age of 60.
Yeah, that's my dad. It's been my dad most of my life, so it's fine. He doesn't really hear much.
I love my pops, he means well, but man, he has trouble listening in on shit. Like, I'll have pneumonia, and we'll call up, like, how you doing? Like, well, I'm on day 3 of antibiotics, and I'm in the hospital, and life sucks, okay. And the way he'll end is like, well, I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm in the hospital, like, I'm not feeling better. Stop that. Real story.
It's like, I don't have to wear anymore, right? You're feeling better? Okay, bye.
Well, it's not. He's going through the motions of how he thinks he's supposed to talk to somebody because he's nervous. It's this. I do the same thing, like, at a funeral. Instinctively, the first person in the fucking line, how you doing? Why do I say that?
Shitty. Thanks for asking.
Well, I mean, it's literally like...
But also, you're not going to be like, hey, sorry for, like... But, I mean, it's tough because I've been on both sides of this before, and even I do it, and where I'm just like, as friends with your dad. It's just like, no shit, otherwise you wouldn't be at his fucking funeral, dum-dum.
If it's a person I don't know, it's always the standard default. Yeah. Sorry for your loss.
Sorry and for your loss.
If I know you, my instinct, no matter how hard I try to bite back on it, is to talk to you like I know you. And even though I am sad for you, I can't help it. The first thing out of my mouth was like, how's it I'm sorry. You know, it's like, why am I such an idiot? Like, there are,
I mean. You're going to say, what are you going to be like, shitty times, huh?
Man.
So, you seen any good movies lately?
I mean.
Worst day of your life, right?
I have weird mental clicks. I'm sure we all do.
But there are certain things
I can't help it. I've discovered a new one in Keith's new campaign that we've been doing on Sundays, and that is I can't get one syllable name straight, even though I'm the one who named these characters. I will fucking... I am playing a character, and I keep calling him a different name than what I named him. And
the character in another game, he keeps calling him.
Yes, I specifically named this character a one-syllable name so that I wouldn't fucking forget it, and I forget it every fucking time.
It's a two-syllable name, Baron.
That's right. I was thinking about the other one, Dirk.
Yes, you keep saying Dirk. You keep saying Dirk instead of Baron. So you made it a two-syllable name so you'd avoid saying Dirk. You're like, Baron, Dirk. Cool. One's one syllable, one's two syllables. There we go. But it's funny. We're constantly, like, you're just like, so Dirk's gone. I'm like, Baron. You're Baron. You're Baron von Stinkbottom. Pugbarian. Captain of the Dirty Dog.
Your crew,
Scratch and Salvatore and Rat and Chico.
You ever fuck something up so consistently that you think you might actually have a handicap?
No, you're just, you play a lot of games and it's
stupid.
Totally
okay.
Happens. Dude, that used to happen, Matt. When I would play two
characters.
We're not
going to sit here and validate your self-degradation if you want
to. Bullshit, you're not. We do that every week.
Not in this case. This is too easy.
No, you've been amazing at the game as well. That's been a really fun thing to get through quarantine is running that game, which I do want to do one for all of us here. So one of these times we'll have to get together.
Yeah, I want to do that too, Keith.
Yeah, we need to go over rules and stuff.
I know, Keith. Creation.
I don't know if we should record it or anything, but we'll do it. It'll be fun.
We could. I think it'd be fun as a
record that like a
as a bonus. Yeah,
an episode zero, as it were.
Yeah, I think it would be fun to throw an episode one out just to get people. You know, listen, I didn't kickstart the game, but I would have if I'd known about it because it's a lot of fun, and I think this could be a cool little contribution to that campaign because.
And a lot of people.
It's really
a lot
nice.
Of people are already putting out like. There is Pretend Friends, which are the people who make the game doing a show, but there are other Space Kings podcasts that have already popped up via all this, which is really cool. Kevin Cole says, he's like, every time I see there's a new one, he's like, I'm so happy. Like, that's so great that people are supporting his game and enjoying it that much. And I just wanted to point out a moment on Sunday that was one of the best was, so we started the game on the ship and you know, Matt is a eye patch wearing pug man who is also the pilot and the captain of the Tyrannosaurus Rex shaped spaceship. And,
with tits.
With tits. It's gotta have tits.
And Salvatore, the bartending medical robot, I don't know how we got on it. It was something about smelling something. And
he was complaining about it smelling bad and being
He was like something about it being like, he was talking about how he had So basically between games, you can switch like one skill, like one practice you have. You can change it. Like say like, oh, I have a practice in explosives. I'm not really using it. I switched it over to this. So what he did, he's like, I'm not really using lying. I switched it to space-wise. He was like, and in that process too, I actually reactivated my smell sensors. And does this ship stink to anybody else? And Matt just walks over and hands an apron. He's like, I hand an apron and a broom to the robot. And I'm being like, yeah, you're right. It does. Get cleaning then. And because it's his ship, and Matt,
bitch about your free ride, will
you? You know, like he is a dumb dog, but he's also a captain of his space. You know what I mean? Mm. So when
you're
he's in his
dirty
space,
dog.
He's very absurd. He's very well. That's what you said too at first. You were like, well, yes, it is the dirty dog, but and so the robot made a roll, like a really like a decent roll, and I decided rather I'm like I'm not gonna have him clean. He finds like behind a bunch of old beer cans at the bar a little panel. That is like a cleaning thing, and it says like on or off, you know? And I'm like, you know, there are light showers, which is how you guys, well, that's what he did. He got like a 3, so he went like above his successes of 2, which is normal. So I was like, well, you know, the shower is a light shower on ships, so that'll clean everything in your clothes. It's fine, John. I didn't take any offense.
I was just genuinely yawning, sorry.
Yeah.
Not out and of it, your story, just out of being tired.
I know. Just. You're ahead of us. You know, you're like, I'm like, you know.
In so many ways.
Fucking hell. You know, we'll clean yourself and your clothes. There must be some kind of cleaning system on the ship. He finds the panel, and everyone's like, oh, this is going to, like, irradiate the whole ship and just, like, kill us or something. And he's like, well, I am a robot, though, so everyone else has to worry. He's like, you know what? I'm going to, like... I like fucking with you guys so much. There are so many times where I'm like, has an on-off switch. Do you want to turn it on? And you just say it like that, and all of a sudden it's like, we're going to turn this thing on, and we're all going to die. And it's like, you know? And
it'll
like,
clean the ship.
So he turns it on, and what happens is a bunch of little Roombas start coming out and cleaning the ship and getting close with like little those light cleaners, but getting into crevices. They know where to clean, what not to mess with. And immediately Matt's like, I immediately start like jumping up on my chair and running around and barking and being like, what is this? Oh my God, what's going on? Oh my God. Like, and it's like, oh yeah, of course he's a dog. They hid the cleaning thing because it would freak him out every time you turned it on.
It hasn't been cleaned because he hates the Roombas. Hates them.
It was so funny. Like, it killed me. Like, the instant I said Roombas and robots came out, Matt was like, I'm a dog. How am I reacting? Boom, this is what happens. And it was, and that's what's, it's like, Space Kings is all about that. Like, you're trying to improv scenes and just play off each other. And based on your flips is how successful you are, and I get to decide what happens. And I really liked ending last week's game because they had jokers earlier on that I didn't want to fuck them up on. Like, Matt was landing the ship and got, like, 3 successes and a joker. And I was like, so he lands the ship really well, but not the way he wants to. And shit's going to go bad. And I'm like, you know what? No, he's just going to land the ship. And Salvatore, the robot, had a joker in a moment. I was like, nah, it's fine. I'm going to do a thing, let you guys know. It's called pocketing jokers. You can say in the situation where you got the joker, I can't decide what's going to happen. So that's going to come back and bite you in the ass later on when I want something to bite you in the ass in a more story-driven, appropriate moment than right now.
Long story short, we got jumped by space ghosts.
Are they ghosts? I don't know what they are. Like, honestly, I had it happen because I saw the image and I thought it was great. But they got separately, 2 groups got telekinetically pushed by these spooky red guys who were also
fucking hate space ghosts. They're the worst.
Yeah, but they seemed to I didn't say what book they were grabbing on the shelf, but they were certainly in the same section where you guys were looking for a book. Mm-hmm. So the other one was at the front messing with Brat and Chico, who already grabbed a book.
I might be the great grandson or grandpup, I don't know how my species would call it, of like an old like religious leader. We don't know yet.
Your great grandfather may have been an important wafer back in the day, but as you know, looking up wafers on the internet, on the spoogle, on the space Google, provides 0 results.
Yep. We also took SLS.
Oh no, my power's gone out. Yeah, that is the wind. Oh, there it is. I knew it would come back.
When I listen to podcasts, it's on my diamond-encrusted iPad 6. That's right. I'm ahead of all you peons. This is Sidecast.
Phone lines and going, wow, it's like the 90s.
Right. Exactly. But that's the point. Like, that's why it's so inefficient. They go down. Because, I mean, I've got them hanging in the tree in front of my house right now. Like, they should be underground, and they can be underground. If they can be underground in Western Washington, where there's so much earthquake activity, they can certainly be done here with,
it's like, I mean, if you
where
go
it's
to,
cold or...
Where is it? Go to any city in Italy, though, and it's just like wire mania. Like, they're big on their wires over there.
Yeah.
They're telegraph lines is what it is, John. You just don't know it.
Oh, yeah, they have to notify everybody that Mussolini's still dead. But,
that guy was a fucking douche.
Somebody checks once a day and sends a telegram to Rome. Yeah, still dead.
Still dead. Still an idiot.
But, keep looking like you're trying to say something. What's up?
Oh, no, I'm back. I just wanted to, because I know the recording is going to be weird and it's going to, am I? Or am I someone else?
When you ghosted.
This week on Black Mirror.
Space ghosted.
When you froze before you disappeared, you had the look that, like, Bin Laden shot, like, the camera before every one of his videos cut off, and it was quite creepy. Mel tried to take a picture of it, but we couldn't seem to get it, so...
No, instead I got a whole bunch of pictures of Bob here. I should have used my other screenshot. Right. That's why that's in there.
Caught me at a weird moment, apparently. Just... Shit. Yeah, so, yeah, whatever. Anyway.
So... Anyone got something they want to talk about? Because I haven't done jack shit in a week. I'm at that point where I am actually climbing walls now. So.
Damn, man. Wow. You got PlayStation Plus. I used that, and I went and played Ratchet & Clank 2015. It was really fun.
I already have that game, but is that what's out for this month?
No, this is from a while ago. This is from a while ago. Gosh, yeah. This month is it's a city game. City building. I can't remember the name of it.
Cityscape.
Cityscape Skylines, I think it's called, something like that. And Farming Simulator.
Yeah, so you want to.
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
So you want to go pretend you're doing work.
Yeah.
Like, there was a picture of Angela Merkel playing, like, Farming Simulator or Truck Simulator, and someone just put, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, Maximum Germany.
Some people find those games, like, just really relaxing. I don't know. I'm not into, like, driving or flying Sims, but...
There's only one real streamer I follow, and I don't pay for it to see his dick hair or whatever. People
show me that pubis mound!
But and that's Viper Higgins. I watch him, and one of the things he does is he plays a character of a rural bus driver from Ireland who plays Bus Simulator 2015, and just like talks to his customers.
That's funny. I like that. That's good.
The best thing is, and this is like the joke that got out of hand, right? He listens to local radio on the thing, so he's listening to like Midwest FM, and it got to the point where people kept on calling in requests for him to the local radio station. And like the best one was, we just had a text there from a young man named Kirk Hammett. He said that Tommy drove him back on the bus from the Metallica concert last night. It's just go up and up and up.
That's so great. I think a lot of those games let you listen to local radio programs too.
He uses the radio on the bus.
Yeah,
and like the best thing about those, he wrote all these like original rap songs about on the bus, and like he giving out about people leaving rubbish behind and stuff.
Oh, that's great.
My favorite thing he does though is he can check for whether people have tickets or not. And like he goes around and as he puts it, checks for scum. And like he gets so fucking angry with people when they don't have their tickets. It's like, there's an archive of it on YouTube, and that's where I got into him really. I was watching the archives.
What's his name? Shout him out again.
Viper Higgins. He's Francis Higgins on on YouTube. And then there's Francis.
Yeah, Viper.
Yeah, Viper, right?
Yeah.
And John. That's because of John.
Yeah,
but he sat in the hotel room and watched a whole bunch of world news with him during the 2016 election.
He did the what was it? He did the something he did. Oh yeah, he was playing football recently, and like people were watching it because they were missing real football. And he played as Ireland for weeks trying to win a World Cup, and then he won it, and then he switched to playing as America because he has this American character he plays, and. Whenever he scores, there's a pretty spectacular display that he makes to celebrate American history and American, I don't know, spirit. But I wouldn't do it justice by trying to describe it. But he always makes sure that America ends up in the group stages against Iraq.
Oh man, apparently he did a video 2 months ago for Forza Horizon 4 where it looks like he's in an outfit doing a character as well.
Yeah, he's got his base character, which is the Viper Higgins. Then he's got Tommy Schlug, who's the bus driver.
Right, I can see that Schlug.
And then there's Connor Williams, who's this Dublin yuppie he plays, who like is obsessed with status.
Yeah, and that's nuts. He does these for like 2 hours in character. That's fucking awesome.
Oh yeah, and like the football one, he does as 2 characters at once. He does 2-man commentary over his matches. Wow. But what he does with those the Connor Williams ones, like what kills me about those is he found a showbiz website that reports showbiz news from 2006 in Ireland. So it's pure like. We had what was known as the Celtic Tiger as back in the day, and it was essentially our version when we were living Yakuza Zero. Like that was Ireland in the mid-2000s, late 90s and early 2000s. And he goes back, and as that guy reads the showbiz news from around Dublin, and I realize that's very specific, but it fucking kills me because it parodies that time so brilliantly.
Nice.
Because like my friend... Michal had one of the best jokes I've ever like summed it up in entirely. He said the Celtic Tiger years were so stupid. He said Irish people never needed to learn how to ski, yet loads of them did, and that's how you should have known that the end was near, because it's not a skill you need here. And it's like, I don't know, like, as it, those streams are very local, like he'll I get, but I enjoy that that's possible on the internet, that somebody can do, and they're just like, oh yeah, these are jokes about my 50-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people just check it out or whatever.
Hilarious. Anyway, when we watched them with you, that was funny.
I gotta watch those. Yeah, I need more new stuff to watch, so I'm definitely gonna be watching some Tony Schlug for sure.
The news stuff he did for Russia Today years ago, because he used to make his own videos for using Euronews' footage, and they started suing him. So then Russia Today were like, you can use our footage if we can put you on your channel. And he's like, all right, well, I guess we're doing that though. And it's weird. He got away with a lot because he used to rip on Putin and stuff in the videos.
Wow.
And but the best one he did was when he went to America for the 2016 election. And like he went to the Washington Monument, and he goes, "I was here a few years ago, in the game Fallout 4. It was fucking looking better."
Oh God!
Yeah, he's great though. He's like, he's a real I don't know. He's very specifically Irish, in a way that like I get why he's never really had an international audience.
I'd really like right now, John, I don't know if you've ever watched him, but he is from Ireland, but he lives in America. I don't know if he still lives in Philly, but he did. He's an old Newgrounds animator. His name's Oney, like O-N-E-Y, Chris O'Neill.
Okay.
But Oney Plays is his page, his YouTube, and with the characters, he's done stuff where like he goes into virtual chat where people are RPing his characters, and then, you know, RPs as a character to just kind of fuck with people a little bit.
Okay.
Oh my god, it's the best. Like going into like a GTA, Grand Theft Auto 5 roleplay server, and roleplaying as like a snooty like rich white guy trying to buy a car off someone, even though he has no money in the game, and like stealing it from them, and like getting in trouble with like the admins who were playing the cops and stuff. Like, it's so fucking good.
There used to be a guy really funny. There's a guy I followed years ago on YouTube called Gaming Mill. And his character was amazing because he played essentially this naive man from Yorkshire in England who played these games and would constantly talk about his brother who was dangerous because he swore so much.
I don't know why that got
so much danger.
He swore so much he was dangerous.
He's like, oh man, you should hear him. He's constantly he's constantly saying swears, you know? But weirdly enough, that guy faked his own death. Yeah, because he wasn't getting enough subs, alright? He faked his own death.
Noticing a theme with today's episode.
Hey
Jesus.
Guys, not getting enough buys on my Amazon. Gonna have to fake my own death if you don't buy me all those games I want.
No. He actually he got his brother to make videos where he started going, yeah, I can't believe he's gone and all this kind of stuff.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, it was pretty low scummy shit.
Yeah, like, you know, you think, like, Paul and Jake Logan are pretty scummy. Like, damn, that's pretty fucking scummy.
Oh, those are the
corpse guy.
Yeah.
I think the corpse one's Jake Logan, and, like, Paul Logan's, like, his younger brother, I think.
I mean, that's far more scummy than faking your own death.
Yeah, at least you're just doing...
I remember when the suicide
fire thing happened. That affects more.
Mm. I remember when the suicide fire thing happened. I remember Kenny Omega reached out to one of them and basically said, "Stay the fuck out of Japan."
Yeah.
He will he would V trigger that motherfucker if you saw him doing anything wrong in Japan.
From what videos I've seen, Kenny probably wrestled in those bars, in
old DDTs or something like that.
But yeah, I always get cringy about is when people go to other cultures or other countries and just go, hey, I'm just going to be as loud as I can. And, you know, it kills part of me because when I'm in another country, no matter what country it is, even if it's fucking England or something, I'm just like, I don't want to be a cunt about being here. Like, you know, that's, what do you guys do? Do you stand up for this? If I'm in another country and their national anthem comes on, I'm just like, yeah, I'll stand for your national anthem. That's not a problem, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, John. I fed you Philly's best chicken fingers, and you just shat them out like they were nothing.
Those were not the best chicken
fingers. I know. We only went there because Alex worked there at the time, and she's not in my life anymore anyway because she dumped my best friend when they were engaged. So, you know, that's fun.
Well, I left her a fucking river of hell to clear up in that bathroom.
You certainly did leave them something, so.
I'm not.
That was like you were like, we got to get going because I just destroyed that bathroom.
I filled it up. Like, it was literally full to the top. Which shit. Right? Like, because as you guys know, you live in America, your toilets are weird. Your fucking bowls fill up instead of, and they suck out. There's too much water in the bowl, right? Our toilets work. The water is in the back of the toilet and gravity pushes it down. Whereas you guys have the water in the bowl and there's always too much. And I doubled up on that liquid that was in there. Because,
oh man, we love the backsplash, man. We're all about feeling that backsplash.
Whatever was in that.
They call it the ghetto bidet over here.
Oh man, when we were last year for WrestleMania after everybody went home. I stayed on for a couple of days to do some stuff in Brooklyn, and we checked into this place, and it was an Airbnb, and there was a bidet thing in there, and I'm not kidding. I was there going, well, the other two guys I was staying with, I was there going, I found this, I'm test driving it first. Right. I'm not kidding. This thing must have been set to fucking operation or something, right? Because I turned it on and the fucking jet of water shot across the room and hit the bathroom mirror on the other side. I was just there going, I was like, whose arse is this supposed to be cleaning? Like, you know? I mean, is this set to fucking, like,
That was the colon flush function.
Yeah, your arsehole would have to look like a fucking lasagna dish. Right? Like, you know, just caked in film.
Yeah, or it would after that thing hit you, yeah.
Oh, man, I just, to be fair, I got it working after a time, and it's they're kind of overrated, I'll be honest with you, because, yes, it cleans out your arsehole and all that, but it also leaves your arsehole soaking wet. That is the thing. We're gonna go, do I get a towel for this? You know,
I feel as if I should use soap now.
Yeah, you're just like, I just feel like I should just get in the shower and finish my job.
Yeah, is this one ply gonna be enough? It's gonna disintegrate.
I don't know what you're supposed to do. Like,
yeah, and then like the toilet paper breaks apart because it's wet, and you get like bits of toilet paper in your butt, and then you have to use the bidet again to wash it out, and then you gotta vicious cycle.
You put your hand in there to wash it, and then, like, you accidentally finger yourself, and then you're gay?
Days made
that's only
me
if
gay.
You like it.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you know there is, like, some horrible article out there, like, bidets made me gay or something.
Well, don't they, Keith?
Oh, yeah, I mean, any kind of anal pleasure on a man makes you instantly gay. Like,
right. Also, it's a French word, so, you know.
Yeah, you can't have...
Oh, yeah,
you can't
it's totally gay.
Yeah, no anal pleasure for a man. It's gay instantly.
So what you're saying is I should take my hand out of my ass right now.
No!
No, you're doing it to yourself. That's not...
You're just gay, not gay now.
Bob, if shoving your own hand...
No, it is gay. You're totally gay now.
No, because if putting my hand in my ass is gay, then jerking myself off is gay too. Okay?
Guys, you're missing the point.
Oh my God, Keith.
What if you jerk yourself off while your hand's in your ass?
Bob. You just keep protecting yourself from the COVID-19, and everything will be all right. That's all you're doing.
Oh,
you
know, yeah, he's keeping his hands safe. Keeping it somewhere he knows there's no COVID.
Yeah.
The prison pocket.
The prison pocket. As we discussed last week, there's only one cure for COVID-19, and, you know, Bob is just making sure he's okay. That's all we're going to... Yeah. You don't need to explain yourself to these heathens. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. You got to milk it sometimes when you're running low. You really got to force it out.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the deep dive's the best. I don't know. I'm running out of steam with this joke. Something to ponder.
I mean, I think I've never experienced a Japanese toilet. I hear they're the king of the bidet experience. Like a lot of people who
You didn't go to that toilet in that Japanese steakhouse we went to in New York because they had a Japanese toilet.
I wouldn't be sitting on any toilet in New York.
Oh, it was
I'm
great.
Sorry, all right? That's not happening, all right? Like, have you been to New York? Have you seen that
city? Yeah, I definitely don't think I took a shit while I was there that day. Definitely not. And if I did it in Ryan Rebecca's hotel room.
Somebody came out of that bathroom and went, yo, they got one of them Japanese toilets with a million buttons on the fucking arm. And I just like, oh, I'm going to force one out.
Damn it. I must have forgotten or I would have been like all about checking that out.
Literally ran to the back of the restaurant to go check that out.
Oh, man, that food was so good. I want that so bad right now.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Pepper lunch.
Pepper lunch, yes.
Pepper lunch.
I think it's a chain in Japan.
It is. And this is one of the first in America, I think, or at least on the East Coast.
Well, it was wonderful.
It was one of the first. It opened very recently, which was nice that it wasn't that crowded, considering it had only
was
opened within
right
the last couple
before
months.
We came in, too. Someone tweeted it at Kevin Kelly online, and that was what was so funny about it, because Winthrop was like, we should go here. And I was like, we should totally go here. I was going to say the same thing. So that was how that even got set up, as we both saw the same tweet and we were both like,
yeah. And I think Dana mentioned it to me too, as well. Like,
that's really cool.
Lunch in New York. And I was like, what?
So. That's awesome. It was great. That was the best suggestion ever. It was so much fun. I mean,
it was good. Very affordable.
I missed the
lunch.
Toilet, but I guess I'll have to just live my life with that.
Well, when people can gather again and New Japan comes back, you know,
It was supposed to be August.
We need to go to Japan.
I know it was supposed to be August. If they came back, I would have tried to go again.
I was going to go to that. I was like, me and my friend Nick, we had actually booked the hotel that weekend because we were going to try and meet some people to do some other stuff. But that's dead now. So thanks, bats.
Thanks, bats.
Stupid bats.
Hey, bats already have enough of a suspicious stigma on them, okay? They're great little animals.
We were looking at that and we were just like going, oh, we could go over there and we could set up a meeting with this guy and that guy. And that's it makes a lot of sense. And I mean, we could go to the show as well and then, you know, do that.
Yeah.
You know? But because it's just, I don't know. But yeah, it's sad. Because I always said, like, I was like, going, if they come back to Madison Square Garden, that's an easy flight for me. No problem. It's one way.
Oh, yeah. You like, had me there in a second. You're in the city, John. As much as I... By the time I left at 5:30 in the morning, was like, fucking get me out of here.
Oh, boo-hoo, you got to leave at 5:30 in the morning.
We all suffered, Matt. We all suffered. Let's not compare our suffering. We all suffered.
In that we didn't suffer.
No, you didn't. We sat in that goddamn trade station surrounded by filth. These fucking filth.
It was the whole city. I didn't want to...
There were dudes
fuck using the bathroom there. I didn't want to breathe there. I was afraid looking deep into someone's eyes, into their dead soul, would suck me in.
Sitting in a train station at 5. Sitting at a train station at 5 in the morning, watching like dudes still trying to pick up girls because they failed at whatever bar they were at, and they're still trying to do it in the fucking train station at 5 a.m. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Can everybody just shut the fuck up? It's 5 in the morning. Like, everybody just shut the fuck up.
I would actually like to correct something. We may not have suffered that day, but we paid for it in spades the next day when we were stuck out in buttfuck nowhere, New Jersey. And
those are the Meadowlands, Mel. Couldn't you tell by all the greenery and all the meadows and the Meadowlands?
Yeah, it's so green in the industrial
swamp.
Park.
It was just a swamp.
Oh, it is. It's a swamp hole, and they call it the Meadowlands. It's terrible. I'm pretty sure when I drove them,
fucking Robotnik set it up.
Like, yeah, no, totally. It's like fucking industrial
me, I'm
zone.
Sure they don't
or
call
whatever.
It the Meadowlands anymore because it's.
I don't know what they call it now.
Isn't it MetLife Stadium now?
The MetLife Stadium. I couldn't think of it.
The area I think is still called the Meadowlands. I don't know. My favorite brewery right now is actually set up in that area, which is great. So I have to go up there.
There's still people dead in that tunnel.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
But at
and
least they didn't die of COVID.
I don't want to.
It's also what else is fucking whatchamacallit is there though. Why can't I think of what the name of it is? Medieval Times. They have a Medieval Times there though. So I mean, hey, there's good reason to go to the Meadowlands. I worked at a daycare.
I told Bob recently that I had a theory about the COVID starting in that tunnel, anywhere else at all.
I don't mean to be mean to New Jersey, but I do remember being there in that area and go, wow, look at all that brown grass.
Yeah, dude, I remember us driving through that, and I was like, I remember being like, yeah, this is the New Jersey everyone thinks of when they think of New Jersey. They go, oh, it smells and it's industrial. And it's like, yes, that is the Meadowlands in North Jersey. It's right near where the airports are, where everybody comes in.
I think of the Pine Barrens when I think of New Jersey.
I do too, because I drive through them all the time. But but then by the time we got down here, John's like,
"This is the chupacabra."
Yeah, by the time you get down,
New Jersey Devil, Matt.
I'm sorry,
Mel. Come on,
Jersey Devil. Yeah, but then by the time we're down by me, it's like totally different. Trees everywhere.
Yeah, the south of it was quite nice where you're living.
It's much nicer down here than North Jersey.
I mean it is what it is. There's nice places but shit places everywhere.
Oh, for sure.
I'm
in
Dublin.
A nice place that's also a shit.
I was wondering when Dublin was coming out, John, because I was just waiting for it.
Yeah, my town's nice and has a lot of nice little shops and can be family oriented, but there's also a homeless woman who wanders around with a demon in her nose. So, like, you know, give and take.
She should really get that looked at.
She should, but she always has it covered. She always has her hand over her nose, and she's always, like, snorting and sniffing and, like, never really uncovers her nose, but walks around with, like, a big pack on. Doesn't really... Sometimes she yells things at people I think I've seen her do, but most of the time she is struggling with something in her nose. constantly. Wow. And my friend Kevin was like, her nose is possessed by a demon, Keith. That's the story I've made up about her. Her nose is possessed by a demon.
Well, now I just want to dress like a priest and run at her with a big cross and to exorcise that demon out of her nose.
It might work, dude. If you've seen this lady, that might work.
We used to have one of those about three blocks from where I'm sitting right now.
Oh my God. You guys just reminded me of like I don't have too much shame when embarrassing things happen. I'll just like shrug it off. I was more annoyed in this situation. But so speaking of the people who just wander around my town, I went to go pick up pizza last week, I think it was. It might have been after this. And I went to go pick up pizzas, and I got three pizzas, and I got them, and I'm leaving. And the pizza on top was a Brooklyn-style, the thin crust one, right? Did I talk about this? And I'm going out, and I put the pizza – but I've mentioned that pizza before because we've talked
you
about
have.
It if you guys having your pizza,
pizza,
please. And so I put the pizzas on top of my car, and I'm going to open my back door, but I look, and there's cars coming. So I go around to the back of my car, mm-hmm. and I lean down and put the bottle – I had a bottle of root beer, like a big 2-liter. I lean down, put the bottle of root beer down. The wind picks up that Brooklyn-style pie that was on top because it's so thin and light blows off. Into the street and falls over into it.
Ugh.
And I'm just like, oh, shit. And then I hear, and I look across the street, and this old black man with this gray beard is just laughing at me.
Stupid hockey lost his pizza.
Yeah, and I just looked at him and shrugged and was like, oh, well. And scooped the pizza into the box, walked it back to the – put the other two pizzas in the car – walked up to the shop and said, hey, guys, could you throw this out for me? The pizza blew off the top of my car and into the street. And the lady's like, we'll make you a new one, 30 minutes. It's cool. And then the guy on the oven goes, no, I have one coming – 5 minutes. I have one coming already, 5 minutes. So he gave me someone else's
awesome.
That was about to pop out. So it was really nice. But just like,
nice.
You know, it's one of those things where it's like just having some weird old dude laugh at you on the street for a falling pizza – man, I was bullied to death in high school. That ain't shit. That's funny. That's a good story.
That is funny. And you know what? I probably would have laughed if I saw it too. But then
oh, God, yeah. I would have laughed and then been like, oh, my God, I'm sorry because I'd feel bad about it. But, like, dude, it was just like – he's just like – I know you guys can see this. So he literally was just – I look over and he's just like, hey, 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 hey. He, like, keeps walking. It was so funny, dude. Oh, my God. It was great.
I
got my pizza anyway. I just had to wait a little longer.
When I lived in Chicago, I was drunk one night. I had to run to my car because I had left my wallet in my car. So we were at this after-hours bar. So I left the bar. I was already drunk. Went to grab my wallet in my car. It was raining. As I was walking back, a car from a side street hit me. So I get hit by a car. So it was like it's a mid-90s. So it was I don't know if anybody – I think I've told this story before, but it was a 90s Ford Probe. If anybody remembers those cars, the front ends were really slanted. So like a fucking ninja, I thought, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to get run over by this car. So I just jumped up in the air. He hit his brakes, and I landed on his hood for like, you know, 1/8 of a second. I was on his hood like, fuck yeah, bitches, I'm on this guy's hood now. And then I slipped off and landed on the curb of the sidewalk on my tailbone.
Oh,
no, it was fucking horrible, man.
Yeah, I've broken that twice. It's the worst.
Yeah. So there was a homeless guy there. And he looked at me, and he just started fucking laughing. And I'm sitting there in the pouring rain on my ass, drunk, and this homeless guy standing there sitting there laughing at me. And I looked at him, and I just started laughing. And I was like, yeah, all right, that's got to be kind of funny. I'm just some goofy white guy that just got hit by a car. So I walk back to the bar. I'm soaking wet. I'm dirty. My buddy's sitting in the bar. He's like, where the fuck have you been? What the fuck happened? I was like, I just got hit by a car. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, I just got hit by a car. Some homeless guy, he laughed at me. He's like, well, get this guy a beer.
I just broke my coccyx. What the fuck do you think I've been doing?
Yeah, that's the worst, man. I
had to go to the hospital the next day because when I woke up. So I live with a roommate who was a guy who worked with me where I was a manager at. And I woke up. His name was Terry. And I start screaming, oh, my God, Terry, you got to come in here. Hurry, come. I was paralyzed from, like, the waist down. Because I was drunk when it happened. So I, like, limped back. I was fine. You know what I mean?
But when I woke up, I was in so much pain, I was like paralyzed. I couldn't move my leg. I thought I'd like broke my back or something.
Ooh, so he like he was I didn't have it that bad, but that's bad.
So he was like a little dude though, right? I mean he was probably 2 inches bigger than Mel. And he like helped me, like had to like carry drag me to the car and drive me to the hospital, right? Into the hospital, they took x-ray. I didn't break anything. I just bruised it really, really bad, but I hit a nerve, which like made my legs all weird.
Yeah.
So they gave me one of those stupid donuts, right? So I had to go. So but I told them what I had to tell them what happened. So in Chicago, though, if you tell them like that, they have to call the police. So the police had to. So I was at the hospital literally for like 8 hours because I had to make a police statement. I had to stay there waiting for the police because
I was hit by a car.
I got hit by a car and the guy I hit was a hit and run.
Yeah.
So, they were like, "Can you describe the homeless guy so we can go get a statement from him?" I was like, "No, I was drunk and it was dark and it was raining."
Like I couldn't tell you. It was a Ford Probe. That's what I got.
A blue Ford Probe. That's all I remember.
Yeah. Did you get the license plates?
Yeah.
I was drunk and broke my fucking god. You cops. You're funny cops. How good are you at remembering shit, Mr. Policeman? How about that?
Right.
I had a similar story.
That I remember that it was a blue Ford Probe. All
right. Right.
I had a similar story. By similar, I mean nothing like it. But three blocks away, there used to be a guy that held up a giant homemade cross that said the end was near. And, you know, it is what it is. Whatever. You know, as long as you're not approaching me, whatever. But
isn't the end always near?
I mean, this was 5 years ago. He was way off. But
I like the idea that, like, I know you were saying he held a sign that said the end was near, meaning it said the end is near, but I like the idea of a very, like, optimistic guy that says the end was near, and it's like, we're past it, yeah! The end was near, guys, but we made it!
That is not this story, unfortunately.
It's actually much farther than we thought, yeah!
That this guy to death with his cross.
He started to accumulate young homeless people listening to his bullshit. And again, I wouldn't have cared if it was in a park, but it was in the middle of a cross, like an intersection that, like, where the exit to the highway was the only way to get to the highway from my work. And these people were clogging traffic. And I know people in the Fall River Police Force that I called and had, you know, do a little investigation on him. It's like, oh, it turns out this guy is an ex-cop that got kicked off of the force for domestic abuse. And long story short, he went to jail for like 80 years because some of those kids he was being very untoward with. So yeah, it's kind of the same story. Also, two blocks away last week, somebody got shot in the fucking face from where I'm sitting. Fun.
Fun city stuff.
Over some shit somebody wrote about a girl on Facebook.
People are losing their shit in quarantine, man.
No, this is Fall River. This is the city.
Okay, so it's amping things up worse, though.
No, the homeless guy had. I mean, the end is now guy was 5 years ago. And,
okay, well then, I guess this
city
continues to
this
suck
city,
ass, Matt.
It's got some colorful individuals in it. That's all I'm gonna say.
By colorful, you mean juggalo, right?
Whoop! I wish I can get along with juggalos. These are worse.
Well, Matt, you need to come here then.
I mean,
come to Mecca.
come to the Mecca of the insane. I don't know. I'm having a hard enough time dealing with the locals. But thing is, like, when you make that joke, you know, you're dealing with the juggalos. I can deal with juggalos. Here's the thing about juggalos. You leave them alone, they don't fuck with you.
Or you drink shit with them, and it's all right.
I have befriended many a juggalo. I speak the language of clown. I know how to talk to these people.
That's down with the clown.
I'm down with the clown.
I think you're in denial, Matt.
You think I'm in denial?
You are one of them.
Oh, at heart, always.
Exactly.
I've always said I am down.
You can talk the talk and walk the walk because you are.
I say I'm not because they would not have me as I am now.
I think
they
the juggalos would have almost anybody, sir.
They're a very accepting
group.
They are.
I think as long as you're down with that true clown love, they'll have you, you know?
As long as you love ICP and your makeup isn't shit.
I could walk into any gathering and be accepted. That is true. However,
I think anybody could. I don't think they're assholes. They probably are asshole jugglers.
Out of respect for the my fingers are up quotations family, I do not go around calling myself a juggler.
It's respect for my peers, as it were.
Yes, but whoop whoop is definitely part of the vocabulary.
I know that. Look, my ninja, I know what you're talking about. It's all good.
Word. Mel, just
I have juggalo. I had juggalo friends. I can say that I had juggalo friends.
What happened to them?
They OD'd on meth.
Really? I mean, like, one could be dead because he kept
drowned in a bathtub.
Honestly, I don't. One is fine. I don't know if he was like a full blown juggalo or more just like friends with the two guys who were more into ICP. Mm-hmm. He's Big Black Rob. He's fine. I see him on Facebook sometimes. He's got a family and kids. Kurt,
God,
I don't know.
He was so good in the 90s.
Yeah, Big Black Rob was the man. Jake, I don't know. And Kurt, I don't know. But Jake and Kurt also really got into, like...
Well, Jake and Kurt sound like posers.
Like,
Rob is a good name. Jake and Kurt sound like two white guys from the suburbs, let's go drink some Faygo.
They were from Wilkes-Barre, PA, which is probably a lot like Fall River, but Pennsylvania.
There's a lot of places like this city around the country.
Yeah, it's kind of like out near Wiggly and shit, John, like out in that area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're kind of out that way. And, they got into, like, collecting different spiders and stuff and, like, poisonous insects and shit. So, like... I slept there, and I was like, yeah, I'm cool sleeping here. And in the back of my head's like, swear to God, if one of these things breaks out and kills me, my ghost is haunting the fuck out of your apartment, motherfucker. My ghost rights are coming into play, and they are going to be haunt you until you shit yourself to death.
Wow.
Ghost rights.
That whole part of the world is kind of strange. But I will say because I remember like Wiggly going, oh yeah, there's a lot of gangs around here, as if to say, oh, there's a lot of McDonald's around here. But there's that one shop in that town that
the arcade in it.
The arcade in the back of it. I was like, that should be somewhere. Like, people should be going to this place. I guarantee it's shut down now. But
as everything is. Pennsylvania is really weird right now, where like the governor's like, guys, don't do anything, and then mayors are like, fuck you, we don't care, we're gonna do what we want. But then the public in those towns is like, no, we're staying home, and it's like, what is going on? Like, everyone's disagreeing on every level, down to the people.
The weirdest experience I had in that town though was we went to some bar to get food, and they asked me what I wanted, and I said, yeah, give me this, and I was like, you know what, I don't want the salad that's with it. I was like, would you mind just give me a load of spinach? I'll just eat that. And they were like, yeah, I guess that's okay. And it was just like a sandwich and I wanted spinach on the side. And the fucking chef came out and asked me what was wrong with the menu. And she started going, is there something wrong here? And I was like going, no, I just want stuff that I want to eat.
I'd like some greens, sir.
I was just like, I pretty much wrote off. I was like, look, I'm crazy, okay? I'm from fucking communist Europe.
I'm from Slovakia. I'm out of my mind, man.
I'm just, like, gonna go and box Rocky in a few minutes. Like, I'm, just get the fucking food ready, because, you don't know what I'd do. Like, you know, I'd fucking start unionizing people or something.
Was that when I dropped you off? No, that was probably, yeah.
No,
I just remember that when we hung out and then Wiggy was like, you want to go get some food, John? Cool. All right, Keith, time for you to go. And I was like, fuck. Okay, cool. Goodbye. Wow.
Wow.
But that's,
yeah, he's, he's quite a guy.
But
I'm remaining quiet is all.
I wish him all the best.
But it's that's a weird place, Easton.
Yes.
Very strange.
Anywhere outside, I mean, Philly's weird. Anywhere out west gets even weirder and just more religious and shit.
We're still waiting for everybody to come visit us so we can take you on the tour of Detroit. Of course, we'll probably need bulletproof vests and guns, but that's okay.
Is the RoboCop statue up yet?
No, the city wouldn't let them do that, so they have to. It's somewhere in a warehouse down there, though.
Ugh.
I know, right?
We could probably go see it, though.
I mean,
the struggle continues.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's like in that town that Kurt Cobain is from. Have you ever seen the statue? It's in
Aberdeen.
There's a statue in like a garden center of him because they wouldn't put it outside. It's the saddest statue I've ever seen.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah. I was like, Ryan Danielson's from that same town. Build a statue to him. Right?
Oh, yeah.
He's got the same look. He's a better class of human from what I can tell.
It's true.
For sure.
He's a better worker too.
Yeah.
If we come see you, can we visit famous sites from filming of the movie Detroit Rock City?
Sure.
It probably wasn't even filmed in Detroit.
It probably wasn't. No, I don't think it was, actually.
I really
can
like
we
it.
Meet Kiss?
It's dangerous. Down there in places that you can't go, for real.
Oh, I know. I'm not going to ask to go see 8 Mile or anything. Shit, I don't want to go over
well,
there.
No, as long as you stay on one side of 8 Mile, you're okay.
Is that literally, like, if I stand on one side of the street, it's like, you're good. And then I, like, walk across the street, and it's like, oh, I'm shot!
No.
Fuck.
No, but I tell people this is no joke. When you're ever in metropolitan Detroit area, anywhere near the city or in it, do not stop and get fucking gas. You will get robbed. They will most likely beat you up and take your car, but minimum, you will get robbed. So don't get gas.
At any gas station?
At any gas station in Detroit. Ever.
In the city.
In the city. Do not get gas.
I'm sure there's nice parts of the city, right? Like, there's got to be, like, a downtown or something.
Yes, there's the white parts of the city, which is the gentrified portion right down by the water.
Can you get gas there, or do, like...
No, there's no gas stations there.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And they're on that side of the... There's also a little... It's like the Gaza Strip. Farmington Hills there.
Mel keeps shaking her head like either like she's disgusted with her city or Bob is like exaggerating.
No.
I can't tell.
No, this is, but it's the opposite. It's where there's like a little sliver down there that is super ultra mega rich, but it's tiny. And so all around it is Detroit. So it's, and they're right on the water. So it's this weird like little like oasis on the water there. But
like
all
like
around
Andorra.
It is fucking Beirut.
Jeez.
Yeah. Our town's great. There's a great storied history here. Great.
I got Corpse Pool and fucking Lizzie Borden. Those are my only claims to fame of the city.
I got Trenton. Trenton can be bad, but like I never experienced anything or saw anything too crazy there, so...
Just a lot of places in Detroit that have been exploited by government corruption for a very, very long time. And so what that ends up doing is just making it, you just can't. There's only specific, there's where the ball fields are, and there's where the, you know, the Renaissance Center is, and all the little touristy, like Bob's talking about, is like there's a strip of, but even people who've like bought properties down there with incentive, they, what are you going to do? You can't have, unless you have a private army, you can't keep... There's no way to there's the few people who've come in and done anything are rich people who really have no, they said, oh, we're going to invest all this stuff in here. We're going to build all these things. They built like one of those buildings. The people are paid off. It's, this is like the worst. If you want to look at like how to mismanage an area, this is where a lot of that, the model for it started here. Pretty bad.
Downer.
Yeah. It's too bad because there's a lot of history here. This is one of the oldest cities in America, too. So it's really fucking sad.
Well, no, there's a lot of... It's sad, too, because there's a lot of beautiful architecture down there and a lot of super old buildings that are really cool. And going to, like, we saw a show at the Fisher Theater, which is a really old theater that's been there for, like, 100 years. And it's great. So there's, like, really cool stuff down there. There's really cool clubs down there in some places where music scene was really big.
So there's a lot of really cool stuff. But I tell people this all the time because, you know, I grew up in the Detroit area and then I lived in Chicago. And there are parts of Chicago that are really dangerous also, that you go there and you're probably not coming out without minimally getting mugged. I mean, I lived in a pretty decent part. And we were at our coffee shop working late one night, and our buddy that worked there was like, okay, I'm going home. I'm just going to stop up the store at the corner. He came back all bloody, glasses broke. Someone robbed him for his milk. Like, that happened.
For
like,
his milk?
Yeah, he had a gallon of milk, and they beat him up and took his milk. That was it. He was like, he stumbled back in. I felt like the scene from Tombstone when their brother comes in who had been cut up. And they're like, what'd you forget? Because seriously, he came back, and we're like, what'd you forget, man? He was like, fuck, and his glasses were all busted, his nose was bleeding, he had a big cut on his face, and they grabbed him, and they punched him and slammed his head into the wall and took his milk, and that was it.
They didn't even try to take his money? They just wanted his milk? Yep. Those motherfuckers had cereal at home and no milk, and
that's
they were,
right.
They were in a bad way. Crisis. They were in a bad way.
They needed their milk fix.
One time in Galway, someone hit me with an egg.
Wow.
That was the worst thing that happened to me up there.
Your country, I have to say, though, your country was pretty good. There was only one time when Mel and I were down in when we were in Dublin by the, like, we started to walk back from the, because we took the Guinness tour.
Oh, you were walking back out past the Liberties down the river down that way?
Yeah. Where it was like there was not really anybody around and there was kind of seedy people and there wasn't a whole lot there. That was the only time, the whole time that we were in Ireland, that was the only time where I was like, where my like spider sense went up and I was like, okay, we should probably be a little bit safer here. This is still a big city, you know, and this is not, we're just like two, well, I mean, we had to look like tourists. And I was like, we just look like two doofy tourists walking down here, just at least able to be harassed, you know.
That was probably because you were on the wrong side of the river. If you had literally crossed over the bridge, you wouldn't have felt the same.
Okay.
Because, like, Smithfield and all that area is quite developed now. The what's called, the arcade is up there that everybody goes to. It's a pretty good one. So, like, that side of the river, the other side, the side the Guinness Brewery's on, like, for whatever reason, there's, like, the Guinness Brewery and then 10 minutes of, like, poverty, and then you're back into fucking scumtown Dublin with all its fucking filthy lucre. And then if you keep walking down, you can go down and see where all your corporations are fucking hiding out.
Oh, no, we saw that. Yeah, we saw those.
On the, as they call them, the digital docks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We saw in all the scaffolding where they were building buildings and, yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. Again, you want to know where fucking Google and Facebook and Apple and all these companies are hiding all their shit? It's there.
Right.
All of them in one, all those companies in one building. So tiny for such big companies.
They all own, like, buildings like in a neighborhood almost.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
And like nobody's in them.
No, there's they employ thousands of people up there. They're part
they
of
do
the...
now. Oh, okay. I'm thinking of those buildings. There are certain buildings where like banks, like all these people have these offices and they're all in like the same spot, but there's like nobody there. But it's just for accounting purposes.
No, there are people there. The Viper Higgins did a video about the area actually. You should check it out. Yeah, it's a strange place. I remember when I was a kid, like, going up to Dublin, like, there was that whole area, the docks were, like, a war zone. There was an old train depot called the Point Depot, and that was where, like, that was converted into a concert venue, and that was the only thing at the bottom, down in the Dublin docks that anyone would go to, and it was only safe to go there when there was a show on, because there was enough normal people walking around that, like, you could, you know, put two or three in front of you.
I've definitely been to some places like that in Philly. Yeah. Where it's like, there's enough people here, so it's okay. You
that's
know,
how
or,
in
the
D.C.
the time of day you're there is okay, but...
When the, where the basketball and such play downtown D.C., that's, you don't go over there unless there's something going on over there.
Yeah, I felt a little bit safer when we were walking back from that, where we got to, like,
it was like Bar Row, where like every place was a pub. Like literally every, you walk by, like every shop was a pub.
Yeah, so. You would have taken between, it would have taken you 10, 15 minutes to get to Temple Bar, basically. That's, right. You know, that area is pretty close to it.
Yeah, that's where we ended up being, is in that area, so.
Well, like, if you, across the river from, the Guinness place, like, that's where there's a bunch of museums, and then, literally, if you're walking towards the Guinness Brewery from the city center, if you cross the bridge and walk another 15 minutes, you get to Phoenix Park, and that's where the president lives, and that's where the zoo is, and nice. All this other stuff, so, like, it's, literally, the underside of the river, the president lives there.
He just looks over at all the tenements from the old Guinness that were all built by Guinness to house all their workers at back in the day, going, yep, we did that.
But the U.S. ambassador lives in that park as well.
Nice.
It's kind of a weird spot. It was built as like a British gentry playground, and there's like wild deer in there that they used to hunt.
Weird.
So there's like there's a lot of them too. And this maniac was running for president there, whenever the last time we had an election. And she's there going, oh, when I'm president, we're going to have a hunt in celebration of my victory in Phoenix Park. Everyone was like, you are not going to win. That's what, like, it's, oh, God. The fucking maniacs come out.
What I like about your country. See, in our country, they'd be like, woo, hunting. Your country's like, no, you don't get to win.
We just don't go in for extremes here.
I know. It's nice.
If you cause, it's just you're not worth the trouble because you're just going to make noise. We're kind of like the Japanese in that sense. Like, you know, the way they take care of their trains, they're like, don't make noise in the trains. We're like, make noise in the trains. Don't make noise in the parliament.
Right. We want to keep it on an even keel here. No, everybody was so nice there. Everybody was, I mean, we had a great time because of all talking with everybody. And when Mel and I went on our little excursions on our own and stuff, everybody was super nice. We thought we were in trouble one time because we went to see this old monastery, and it looked like a private road. And we channeled you, because we kept remembering what you said. No, just go ahead. It'll be fine. So we're like, okay, it's like a one-lane road to this place. It seems private, but there's no one here. Let's just get out and walk around. You know, and we're really respectful of stuff. So we're looking at this place. All of a sudden, this priest showed up with two women, and we're just like, oh, shit, we're in trouble. Like, we've now been in trouble now. And
was that the one up in North Galway, the...
Yeah, it was like 30 minutes out of Galway.
Yeah, I know the one, yeah. That's not private. That's
right.
It's kind of an illegal gray area, to be honest with you. They don't want to really touch it because it'll kind of ruin it. If it is, people are just kind of want it to be a ruin. And they can't really touch it because when it became a ruin, locals just started burying their dead in there.
Yeah. Oh, no, so that's what...
But, like, actually inside the walls.
Yeah.
And you saw, I know that I saw a bunch of graves in there, and it's like...
Oh, yeah.
It's a graveyard, so thankfully they can't, like, put a fucking roof on it and start selling plastic copies of it.
That's what it was. So that's what was going on, is that he was one of the... It was the priest. He was a caretaker of this area, and two women were coming to see a family member who was their family... People from their family were buried there. But I apologized to him. I was like, oh, I'm really sorry. You know, are we not supposed to be here? He was like, oh, well, I mean, kind of, but that's okay. You can follow us around and I'll tell you all the history of the place with these folks.
Damn, we were like, the best.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. So we were like, okay.
I mean, like, cool. Whoa, free tour. Like, do you accept tips, Mr. Priest? Like, shit.
It was pretty sweet. So that was really cool. And then only thing I have to say is that all these places were not meant for people over 6 feet tall.
No. that place is crazy though, because it's those abbeys were built to confuse you in a way.
Oh man, like, it was very confusing on the inside.
Yeah, and like, it's like, have you ever read The Name of the Rose or seen the movie of it?
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I know why that piece of fiction is like that, because it is all like secret nooks and crannies, and you know, you're like, you can just see where these people were kind of hiding parts of their lives. And I was there with some people I met in work, and we climbed parts of it we weren't supposed to, and my friend Claire decided that she could fucking tightrope across one part of it. Essentially, there was like a thin piece of stone,
yeah,
and she just dawdled across it and took some photos and dawdled back, and she, like, Claire's kind of funny in the way she talks. And just because she goes, oh, you know, it was just the Assassin's Creed moment overtook me.
Nice.
But that day was hilarious because we went out into the country and, like, it fucking pissed rain. And everybody on the bus was like, oh, it's raining. And I was there going, you're so lucky. It's going to rain out there out in the fucking mountains. That's the best day to go. Like, it's nice out there when it's sunny, but it's better when it's raining because it's so fucking primal. And it also reminds you that it's dangerous. You know, it's like, don't climb that mountain. You will not come down it. It's made out of mud. But, I'm in favor of leaving places to just be wild. I don't like... I don't like things being too manicured, you know?
As long as they're... I mean, we talked about this even, Mel and I, when we were there. As long as they're kept up and just sort of left alone, but, like, just kept so that it's not... doesn't get all trampled all over, like some of the more touristy spots, it's nice because you kind of see that portion of it. So that's why we just looked on the map that one day and we're like... hey, let's try to find this place. Went off driving into, you know, the Irish countryside to find things. And we were just like, oh, look, there's a sign. And it has, we started to get, you know, there's a little mound on there, which means there's something buried there. So let's go there.
Yeah, but it should be like that. I don't know. It's just, I hate when, I feel more of a connection to a place when it's not made into an exhibit.
Right. You know? Absolutely.
And,
that's why I like the town I'm in, because it's a really old town, but it, you know, has modern conveniences and things like that. But it's, you know, there were, I think it was a Civil War battle was fought near here that they recreate sometimes. I think it's the Battle of Iron Hill, I believe. I think is the one. Yeah, I think that's what it is. But, it's nice to have old things around and still being here. You know, it's nice. A lot of the houses around town have placards out front, like, oh, built in 1867, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. So,
yeah.
Which I know for John isn't really much, you know. I know the castles are... it's the old Eddie Izzard sketch, you know what I mean? Like, you know, and they're like, this house was built over 50 years ago, you know, in America. And it's like, oh, my God! You know? Because what does Eddie Izzard say? He goes, well, you know, I'm from Europe, where the history comes from.
Yeah,
you know, because over there it's like, this castle is 1,000 years old. In America, it's like 50 years old. Oh my God, 50 years! No.
Well, you know, there were things that would have been thousands of years old, but they're gone now. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Whitey.
Yeah,
but it's weirdly enough, there are actually preserved sites all over the U.S. that people just don't go to.
Yeah,
I read
that's
true. Articles about them, like, oh, there's tons of, like, preserved Native American sites, but people don't go to them because they feel guilty. Mexico. Why people don't go to Mexico more, I don't understand, because there's fucking amazing archaeological sites in Mexico. Like, I've always wanted to go to the one near Cancun. Is it Teotihuacan?
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to go there. Because they're still finding new layers of it.
Right.
Like, and I remember reading about how one guy was a security guard working there, and he was a Mayan, and, like, he's just they're trying to decode some piece of history, and this Mayan security guard just goes, "Oh yeah, no, I think I know what that is." Like, my grandfather told me this thing about this, you know, rain god or whatever else, and, like, they were just like, "Okay, yeah, we think you're right too, but we need to do you know, X amount of." It worked to get it done. I remember they asked him, like, do you want to help us dig? He's like, no, I'll do security. I'm not fucking digging. Yeah. But there's like Mexico to me, I'm just like, I don't know why more people who are into visiting ancient sites don't travel there because
it's dangerous.
But like as far as I know,
yeah, because Mexico is dangerous.
But like the south of Mexico, from what I understand, if you're to go to those touristy areas, they're more or less fine. Like it's the north.
Oh yeah. There's certain places you can go, but a lot of places you should.
North Mexico, the closer you get to the U.S., the worse it gets because that's where the cartels.
Right.
Basically, it's their shogunate.
Come on, haven't you ever seen the movie Turistas? Okay, they just no matter where you go, they just knock you out and take your organs. Okay.
Lesson in Mexico. Wait, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Hostel.
Yes, you were. I knew that's what you were thinking of.
You see one fucking pair of American idiots get abducted in a movie, you've seen them all.
Weirdly enough, I remember watching an interview with Vampiro talking about Mexico City, and he goes, it's fine, just don't ever go out at night. And I was like, that's horrifying.
That's something Vampiro would say.
Never. Yeah. Well, because he's Vampiro. He knows, don't go out at night in that...
Because he's a reverse.
He's also Vampiro. If you've ever wanted to see the...
A freaking vampire's like, oh yeah, it's a lovely city, just don't go out at night.
Listen.
Like, that's all I heard.
Vampiro is the purest juggalo at heart, alright?
He's the original juggalo.
Other than ICP themselves? Look, Vampiro is very down with the clowns. He is...
Oh, sure.
I have seen him many, many a time sporting their shit. Like, he is all about that
stuff. Well, he was in a faction with them in WCW.
Yes, he was.
He was
several of their albums.
Man. Do you know who else was in that faction?
Lots.
The Great Fucking Muda.
Really? Oh, yeah.
I remember going back and watching that and going, this must be the worst part of his career. Because it was... It was just before he shaved his head.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Sadly, a lot of. Was it Muda Albert? Muda wasn't Albert.
Guys, just for the record, we are like half an hour over the normal recording session.
Oh yeah, we did talk a lot about.
No, like that. So. Whatever the thoughts are, finish them up if you got something else to bring up. But we're already way over the time limit.
No, I'm good. I don't need to get on a run with WCW of the
late 90s. Debbie Downer. Okay, if you just want us to stop the show, that's fine.
I mean, somebody's got to get you guys to stop at some point. Otherwise, it'd be 7 hour long episodes.
Oh God, yeah. We'd put giant bomb to shame.
I'm not editing now. 7 hours worth of you
See,
guys.
But I'm trying to be nice, but yeah.
You stay positive, and I enjoy listening back to these things. And you say a lot of funny shit, and I think that we've done an excellent job of being kind of fun and not getting stuck on the bullshit that's happening in the world. But I'll kill you guys if we put up a 7 hour episode.
Yeah, how many times can you talk about it? How many times can you go, oh yeah, that fucking disease is shit, isn't it?
Oh, it's scary, isn't it? So scary. It's like, yeah.
I was going through
I'm not trying to downplay that it isn't, but like, yeah, what else are you going to fucking say about the thing?
But I was going through the listings on the History Channel the other day, and I was just there going, there doesn't need to be 12 hours of Hitler programming.
Like,
amen!
You know what I mean?
But the alternative is they put fucking Ancient Aliens on instead. So
they need to cross those two.
There doesn't need to be more than a 2 hour block of any program.
I watched a great video the other day with this guy who's talking about Ancient Aliens and stuff, and he goes, listen, do you ever notice how they'd always go, these cultures, they couldn't have done this? And he's like, do you ever notice how they never say that about Stonehenge?
Never. Yeah. Actually, I've heard some local idiots say that, but it's like, ugh, more.
I got to see someone I used to work with post like, yo, Egyptians had electricity. Holy shit. And then like all these people in the comments like, yeah, man, they were so advanced, like actually, and I'm just like, electricity works like one fucking way, and there's no evidence of anything that could conduct electricity that they were fucking using in those pyramids or structures or living.
No,
so
keys.
No, they it didn't better. Have
I like
it.
The idea though that it's like the end.
They had cell phones.
Yeah.
No, they fucking didn't!
I like the idea that they had all this connectivity and whatever, and went, well, fucking never using that again.
Yeah, like, nobody yeah, else, like, saw this or was like, there's no records of nearby countries where they're like, the Egyptians are so advanced, they can speak to each other from miles away. It's astounding. Like, there would be other, like, that's why conspiracy theorists are stupid. Because
I was
humans,
just gonna say, it's the conspiracy.
Humans can't keep their mouths fucking shut.
The entire world is working to get Donald Trump unelected in November. Didn't you know?
Of course, yes. Oh, yeah, no.
The whole wide world is coordinated against one singular man.
I made the joke here before about the end of Rogue One, a Star Wars story, where Darth Vader, like, does all this fucking Jedi jujitsu on people, throws them around the room, and does all these fancy lightsaber tricks. And I just like to think that there's a deleted scene where he turns to someone and goes, fucking never doing that shit again. That's a load of fucks. Because he never did anything like that in those other movies. Because he's like, ah, man, that was just, to be honest with you, I feel bad about doing that. That was just, there's getting the job done, and there's being a cunt about it, and that's what I was doing. All right, never again.
And, guys, I think I went a little too far. Did I go too far? Was that too far?
I'm just gonna force choke people from now on, because that seems like that other shit that I was doing just seems like overkill.
You know, at least if I'm just choking them, break their neck quick, easy. But like all that cutting and slicing, did you hear those guys' screams?
You see the Darth Vader shoot interview, all right? Where he's sitting there and he goes, "Listen, man, I did the same thing. All these kids come in and they think it's all about the high spots, all about the flips and the force pushes and all that. You can get more of a reaction by just standing there menacingly and turning your sword on at the right time. Me and the other guys used to do that back when the Jedis were around, and there was fucking 10,000 people in every building, babies from the rafters, all right? Fucking... These kids now, they don't know how to work, they just do the flips and the shoulder ass, and that's all they do. And I've no time for it, and that's why you won't see me hanging around any of these new Jedi councils that my son set up. Fucking, and I haven't talked to him in 10 years.
Why don't we all live
right next to each other so we can film this sketch? I want to film like the angry old Jedi, like the idea of an old Jedi crossed with the angry old wrestling promoter, or the angry old wrestler in a shoot interview. You're like, I'm here with Obi-Wan Kenobi for an exclusive shoot interview on his life as Jedi in the Jedi Council. Oh my god, that would be so funny.
He's like, I never got along with Qui-Gon Jinn, all right? He used to say, oh, he didn't work stiff enough. Well, the Darth Maul worked stiff enough when he cut you in half, you fucking piece of shit.
I just imagine...
Star Wars fans, wrestling fans, right in the middle. We've got them. We fucking have them with this.
I like the desert.
Yeah, I know I said I didn't like sand, but, you know, it sounded good.
Yeah,
you know, you want to be bad, you gotta hate things. That's why I hated sand.
That's why I lived on Tatooine, man, because that other bitch was constantly going on about sand. I was like, he'll never follow me here. He gets sand in his fucking floppy disk slot or whatever he's got on his chest.
It's sand in that respirator.
Look, I told Anakin not to go that hard on the sand people. I'm sorry, Tusken Raiders. I know that's the proper term. I told him not to go that hard, man, but, you know, I told him he was going against an untrained kid, and he was only 18, and he really, but he went too hard on him, man.
Straight to the high spot.
They didn't deserve to die.
He spins right around at Luke and just yells, SALT! And that's the end of the video.
And on that note...
Yeah, on that note, we really kill it.
Matt, you really know how to bring us down.
Listen... I'm only going to say one word every 20 minutes, and it's going to bring the tempo right to its screeching halt. That's how I roll.
Do
you want Keith and I to start whispering in your ear again?
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty flaccid now. I mean, no, that's how we're going to end the show today. Say
no,
your goodnight, bitches.
You something, Matt.
Stop it, Keith. You're bringing out my inner Krieger, and it's a bad idea. That's where I got the expression. I can only be
so. Oh my god.
Anyhow.
Bob, stop ahi-gowing your mic.
Anybody want to say anything other than licking your goddamn microphones before we leave?
Follow me on Twitter at RoboDuke. Okay. Or on Instagram.
All right, guys, we'll see you next time. Say goodnight, bitches.
Good night, bitches.
Good night, bitches.
Send us your amateur porn.
Yeah, if you want to send them, send them to Keith's email address. It's what's your email address, Keith?
Oh, it's GokuBlunt42069allday at gmail.com.
The hell did we say? Pusshounder at
Beaverhound. You can find me at beaverhound.com.
Beaverhounder, that's it. Yeah.
The Beaverhound at gmail.com.
Someone load me 10,000.
It's beaverhound69 at hotmail.com.
Yes, there it is. You know what? Fucking somebody with $10,000 buy that fucking web domain for me. Let's double that 10,000. Let's triple it.
You listen to Beaverhound.
Make the Beaverhound more than a dream.
Oh, no, that's the comedy troupe. That's where we're putting the Jedi wrestling promoter.
There you
video.
Go. The Beaverhound.
With a new fuck.
People that would show up at Beaverhound and what they expect. And it's just a bunch of nerds on there.
Yeah, we're making funny videos. It's going to be it's going to be beaverhound.com. And our slogan is fuck you, funny or die.
Well, once it all peaks and starts to lower out, we can all just set up those fucking nude accounts anyway. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, I don't discriminate.